Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. Senator Bob Graham, who ended his bid for the Democratic nomination for president last month, announced Monday that he will not seek re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. Graham said he wants to continue his public work, including creating an institute to train future Florida leaders and helping to improve national security. He also wants to spend more time with his wife, Adele, his children, and grandchildren. The decision further complicates Democrats' hopes to regain control of the Senate, where Republicans hold a 51-48 majority with one Democratic-leaning independent. The Supreme Court refused Monday to enter the battle over a monument depicting the Ten Commandments and the renegade judge who wants to put it back on display in an Alabama courthouse. The court quietly rejected appeals from suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who had argued the monument properly acknowledges God as the source of the community morality so essential to a self-governing society. Moore was suspended as Chief Justice after defying a federal court order to remove the monument. He goes on trial before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary on November 12th on judicial ethics violation charges. The U.S. military canceled some daytime operations by CH-47 Chinook helicopters Monday after Iraqi insurgents downed one the day before, killing 16 soldiers and wounding 21 others. The Coalition Press Information Center said that a few flights were canceled and that security procedures were in place to protect ongoing trips. The military earlier had said only nighttime flights would continue. The decision to limit flights came a day after insurgents shot down one of two helicopters carrying dozens of soldiers on their way to Baghdad Airport and rest and relaxation leave. It was the heaviest U.S. death toll in any single action since the invasion of Iraq on March 20th. More IE American News after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
A Polish undertaker was caught with his hearse packed with illegal cigarettes on Friday, Polish customs officers said. According to the report, a Pole from a local funeral firm was returning from neighboring Ukraine, where he said he had taken a cadaver. But customs officers searched the vehicle and found 3,200 cigarette packs hidden in secret compartments in the hearse. Gives a whole new meaning to the term coffin nails. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, Sneezy, go to sleep.
I can't.
You could if you take NyQuil. It'll help your symptoms. So you'll sleep great. You know, like you do when you cuddle on the couch with a warm fleece blanket, a cozy fire, and a chick flick.
Now that's my kind of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved Liquicast.
Remember the glorious promises of globalization? CEOs, politicians of both parties, and media pundits all joined in the hallelujah chorus to proclaim that corporate-driven, laissez-faire globalization was the answer for all the world's ills. If only all the nations, especially those with rich resources to exploit, would open up to foreign ownership, forego government regulation of business, accept the stringent financial medicine of the IMF and World Bank, and privatize their economies, then the omniscient power of the global marketplace would shine its radiant light everywhere, and even the poorest villager would own a Lexus. It was, of course, a bottle of global snake oil, sold by the flimflammers of the prosperous world and willingly swallowed by get-rich-quick rulers of the third world. Bolivia offers a peek at reality. 20 years ago, the elite corporate-oriented leaders of this poor South American nation rushed to the promises of the flimflammers, led by the U.S. They sold off the nation's public assets, opened their arms wide to foreign investors, and waited for prosperity to flow. 20 years later, unemployment is rampant, economic growth is in the ditch, and there's now more poverty than before the magic of globalization was waved into the country, leaving Bolivians as the poorest people in South America, with a per capita income of under $950 a year. Unsurprisingly, the people of Bolivia are now in open revolt, not merely against their U.S.-hugging millionaire president whom they have now booted from office, but especially against the exploitative policies of corporate globalization, and specifically against U.S. corporations that are in league with the elites. This is Jim Hightower saying, people worldwide are learning the hard way that globalization is just another word for economic exploitation and corporate domination, and are refusing to swallow any more of the global owner.
Yes, yes, thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really? Mm-hmm.
Bantila is right, like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Bantila.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey, gang, that's me. I'm here with you, and what a wonderful Monday evening this is. What a great night to be here. I am so glad to be here. Got those lights turned out, got the candles turned on. It's just so cozy here. I just hope you feel as good as I do. Well, what a crazy world we live in. I don't even know where to start tonight. I guess I should start by telling you the phone number. The phone number is 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-825-5937. That's the phone number. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. That is the email address if you don't want to talk on the air because you're just too scared. But it is really nothing to be scared of. It's just like talking on the telephone. That's all you're doing. You're talking on the telephone. You're just talking to me and several hundred million other people that are listening. They're either listening on the IE America Radio Network, or they're listening on the Internet, or they're listening on Sirius Satellite Radio, or they're listening in Communist China or someplace. Anyway, everybody's talking about these this helicopter that was shot down in Iraq. Like, well, I guess that's what happens in wars. So I don't know what the big deal about that is. The other thing that they've been talking about today on the radio, on TV, on CNN, they're all looking forward to tomorrow's Rock the Vote special on CNN. Anderson Cooper, one of their supposed news anchors, so-called news anchors, is going to be doing a Democratic debate with a youthful college audience. So when they did this in 1992, they asked Bill Clinton if he wears boxers or briefs. So it's going to be a very, very no holds barred kind of interview. They're going to try, these college kids are going to try to knock the candidates off of their talking points, see if we can get them to respond as human beings rather than just giving canned answers. Well, maybe if they had a four-hour program where these guys had more than 10 seconds to speak at a time, maybe that would happen. I don't know. If you have any kooky questions that you would like to plant in the minds of these college students, what would you like to hear some of these stiff Democratic candidates loosen up and say? It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. You know, I think Denis Kucinich is very good at speaking on his feet and thinking on his feet, so he might excel in this kind of format. Whereas I think Dick Gebhardt is going to look like a real stooge, but that's just my own opinion. Anyway, did you see those tapes from Iraq? These were getting a lot of play on Friday. Or was it Thursday? Anyway, last week I saw them on TV a lot. I haven't had a chance to talk with you folks since I saw them, so I'm bringing it up now, though I imagine Mike talked about this a lot. Mike will be back, by the way. Don't panic. These tapes from Iraq of people being thrown off buildings and getting their fingers cut off. The interesting thing is Donald Rumsfeld was asked about them, and he says he hasn't seen them. He doesn't think he's seen these. And then he went on to describe the tapes in great detail. I mean, can this guy ever tell the truth? Can he ever just tell the truth? Can't he just say, yeah, I saw those tapes. They're terrible. They're awful. It's all, you know, horrible stuff. No, he has to. He's constitutionally incapable of being honest. That's this whole administration. They're a bunch of alcoholics that are constitutionally incapable of being honest. They have to lie. It's like, what'd you do today? They won't tell you what they did. You know, did you enjoy the show? No, I didn't like that show very much. It's like their automatic reflex is to embellish the facts. They can't just be straightforward. Well, I'm not sure I ever saw those tapes, but it was really terrible. A regime that throws people off of buildings and cuts off fingers and beheads people and lets crabgrass grow in the front yard. It's just a terrible thing. But I haven't seen those tapes. No, I don't know what they are. I don't know what's on them. But let me tell you about them. Anyway. Well, you know what? I don't know. What did you think when you saw these tapes? I don't know. What did you think? You think, were you surprised? Were you? I know what I thought. I thought this is Iraqi reality TV. Yeah, this is like the Iraqi version of a reality TV show. Don't try this at home. We'll try it on you. Don't do this at home because we're going to do it to you. That's the difference between Iraqi TV and American TV. It's like the Iraqi version of Jackass. Jackass, that show on MTV, they had to take it off. See, here in America, they have Jackass where people set themselves on fire. People jump off high buildings. They, you know, they do crazy stuff that could get themselves killed. Here they do it voluntarily. In Iraq, they're kind of backwards, so the government had to do it to them. Here in America, we're better than that. We wouldn't cut people's fingers off and then put the tape on TV. No. We have the entrepreneurial spirit here in America. A producer would ask for volunteers and say, we will put you on TV if you will have your fingers cut off. And then people would be lined up around the block. It's kind of like The Magic Christian, you know. I don't know if you saw that movie. It's a great movie. You should go rent it. I highly recommend The Magic Christian. I will pay you $100,000 to cut your fingers off on TV. Right? The Magic Christian in this movie, Ringo Starr was in it, and Badfinger did the music. Came out in the 60s, and this guy would walk around with a suitcase full of $1 million, and he'd get people to do all kinds of debasing things by offering the money. Somebody wrote him a traffic ticket. Bobby wrote him it's a British movie. Bobby wrote him a parking ticket. So he said, I will give you $1 million if you will eat that ticket. And the guy ate the ticket. And he got a bunch of people to swim in a swimming pool full of raw sewage. I mean, people do anything for money. So that's what they would do here. See, in Iraq, you know, those mean, nasty, terrible people, they throw people off of two-story buildings. Here in America, we would get people to volunteer to jump off the buildings. You've got to wear a blindfold. Okay, I'll do it. I'll be on TV, I'll do it. I mean, look what people do to be on Jerry Springer's show. They do all kinds of humiliating and debasing things. So, you give people $100,000, I bet they would be lined up around the block and say, I want you to cut my finger off, not him. They'd fight each other for the chance to get their fingers cut off on national TV. And you know what you do, the real smart producer, you do it on pay-per-view, and you would offer people a percentage of the gross, right? More people who sign up for this pay-per-view broadcast to see your finger get cut off, the more money you make. Then the American, you know, the American know-how, that great American know-how would kick in, and you would find these people volunteering. They'll say, well, gee, maybe more people would sign up if you cut off a different part of my body. I'm in. I'm in for that. Why don't you cut off my, well, I don't have to say it here. And so would you volunteer to have your something or other cut off to be on TV to get a piece of that pay-per-view action, baby? That's what I want to know. 1-800-825-5937. But when I saw those tapes, that's what I thought of. I thought, well, you know, they are so barbaric and uncivilized over there that they force people to have their fingers cut off. Here in America, we are so civilized and beyond that, advanced, that we would get people to volunteer to do it. And if this economy continues going the way it's going, that line will be even... They would volunteer to have their head cut off for the right amount of money, just to know that their kids and their wives would be taken care of. They'd say, go ahead, cut it off on national TV. I'll take a piece of that money. But that's okay because it's free enterprise, right? Where do you draw the line? See, now, if you believe in unfettered free enterprise, what's wrong with that? It's a, in the libertarian way of thinking, that's a contract, a freely entered into contract between two consenting adults, and therefore there's nothing wrong with it. Speaking of freely entered into contracts between consenting adults, I saw this, there was an interesting piece I read someplace about Bush's fixation on the sex trade, you know, when he went on to the United Nations dais and he gave that speech, and they all wanted to hear about Iraq, and he wanted to talk about hookers. He wanted to talk about the sex trade, and they weren't really hookers he was talking about. He was talking about slaves, really, sex slavery, which is quite a different thing. That's what was pointed out in this article. You know, he's always very down on the sex trade and the women being sold into sex bondage and children being forced, coerced into prostitution. It's a horrible, horrible thing, and it happens a lot more often than we'd care to admit. And he said that he accused Cuba of doing this, which is completely wrong because Cuba does not have an organized sex trade. They do have a lot of hookers down there, and they, you know, have a different way of looking at sex. Those people are so backward down in Cuba, they think sex is fun. So that's what so Bush is worried about the sex trade, but you notice that he never talks about Nevada, which he carried. He got a lot of votes out of Nevada, and Nevada, prostitution is legal. So he criticizes, he always, you know, criticizes this thing about hookers and sex, but he doesn't criticize it in Nevada because that's where he's going. Well, the phone number here is 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis, and David has called in from San Francisco. Yeah, are you there, Curtis? David?
Hello,
hey,
Curtis.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. I had to crack up when you talked about the Magic Christian. That's a great movie. Yeah, Peter Sellers was in it, and it's just such a dynamite movie. It really makes a lot of sense today to, you know, go get a copy of it because it's... this whole idea of debasing yourself for money, I can remember back in the 80s, I used to live in Colorado, small town in Colorado, outside of Grand Junction.
What town?
Well, it was called Mac.
Mac, you know, I love it. What a
200
great,
people or something like that. And, but the, what I was thinking of in particular, this was during the late part of the Jimmy Carter term and into the early part of Ronald Reagan. They had an oil shale project out there. It was
right. I remember when they were doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, and a huge grant of money. I think it was $2 billion to fund an alternative energy program that was called oil shale.
Right.
And they were going to take shale rock and grind it up and boil it and do all sorts of stuff to
right.
it. And then they'd
basically, they'd have to use about 5 gallons of oil to get 1 gallon of this oil shale out. But
yeah,
anyway,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, you know, that's somewhat desert country out there. And you were going to get, if I remember right, you were going to get 20 gallons you were going to have to pollute 20 gallons of water in order to get 1 gallon of oil or gasoline.
Yeah. Well, David, now that we've gotten that lesson in geology, I'm going to ask you to hold on a second and get to your point on the other
break?
Side
yeah.
of the break here. So my name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number is 800-825 5937.
Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol is lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
If you've got a clogged up nose, Simply Stuffy. If you've got a snuffly nose, Simply Stuffy. If the rest of you feels fine, but your nose is out of line, give your schnozzle what it needs, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy, from the makers of Children's Tylenol. It has only the medicine your child needs to make a stuffy nose simply disappear.
If you want to smell a rose, get the stuff out of your nose. If you take a feeling spotty, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy. Use as directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The Mike Molloy Show.
Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found 2 trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Ugly
weapon. They flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Molloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Well, I guess I'm special. I feel special when I'm doing Mike's show because I get to speak with this great audience here. But I only get to speak with you if you call me at 800-825-5937. We're talking about the magic Christian economy. That's what we have here in America, a magic Christian economy. We will give you $1 million to do things to humiliate yourself. You see, the rich elitists that run this country drive the economy into the ground. That way people will sign up for the Army so they can get their cojones blown off in Iraq. And I say cojones, I choose my words wisely because there are a lot of Hispanics, a disproportionate number of Hispanics join the Army and go over there and fight. Because actually the Army tells you, if you join, we will make you a citizen. Even if you're not a citizen, we will expedite your citizenship. So there's an extra added incentive. And I was saying, after watching those Iraqi torture tapes, that it reminded me of the Magic Christian. Because here in America, we wouldn't just chop people's fingers off and play the videotape on TV. No, 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 no. We turn it into a reality show, like Jackass or something even better than that. And you'd have people lined up around the block for a shot at national stardom on national TV to have their fingers cut off, and they might even get $100,000. And then it's David in San Francisco. You remember that movie, The Magic Christian, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. And as a matter of fact, during that the period in which that movie came out, it was really crippling economic conditions out there in Great Britain. And so it was a very prescient movie. But what I was giving an example of the same thing that happened here in America during this really crippling time for the area of the country. This was Western Colorado, but it there was a huge influx of money that came into this area to build this oil shale thing. It was
right.
Jimmy Carter alternative energy thing. And when mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan got elected, he couldn't let Jimmy Carter look good in any way.
The first thing he did was kill all of that stuff, yeah.
Exactly. So everybody went from great paying jobs to overnight just crippling poverty. Actually, two of my children died because I was living out there, and they just refused to offer any kind of public services out in. They wanted to drive everybody out of town as quickly as
possible.
That's
terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was. I don't even want to get sidetracked with that.
No. Okay, so go ahead. Your point.
You could literally get a hitman for $100 if you tried.
Really?
It was that bad. There was prostitution. Crack was rampant. It was really, really suffering bad. And so, essentially what happened, after about 2 years of just the most ignoble despair that you could possibly have, the average person out there figured out that they couldn't stand themselves, living in that kind of, they couldn't debase themselves any longer. And so mm-hmm. they just refused to take part in any kind of job that the Reagan administration dreamed up for them. Or anybody that, this was at a time when Governor Lamb was saying that you had a duty to die.
Well,
the alternative economies was the real solution. People started bartering. They just refused to use the greenback dollar, essentially, out there because there was no greenbacks to trade. And so barter became the standard. And even though, it hasn't gotten so debased yet in America, it's going to happen. So you might as well start learning to barter right away, and then you won't be debased, whenever.
And you won't have to go on pay-per-view and have your fingers cut off.
Exactly. I mean, it's dead serious because, I'm telling you, they had hitmen out there, and you could get a hitman for $100. It was crippling.
So the inflation rate came down. The basket of goods, of necessary goods, the price came down on that basket of goods, like hitmen. And I'll bet hookers were real cheap too.
Yeah, like 40 cents. I mean, this is at a time when you could get. I've been propositioned for a pack of cigarettes. It's bad. It's amazingly bad when this stuff happens. And when you realize, say for example, when you look at the time, I think it was $17 an hour was what the United Auto Workers were getting up in Detroit. They sent mm-hmm. all those jobs over there to Mexico and Argentina and wherever else they sent them. And yet they were charging the same price for a car. And you look at it, it was like, I don't know, a 1,500% profit.
That's it. Well, thank you very much, David, for that walk down memory lane, and it could be a glimpse of the future. I'll be back. We'll have more coming up right here. 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Wildlife experts try to decipher the mystery behind a molecule that's killing animals in parts of North America. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A particularly unusual disease is infecting herds of deer and elk across the United States and Canada. It's called chronic wasting disease, and it's caused by a lifeless molecule, not a virus or bacteria. The molecule is an abnormal protein. It induces similar molecules in an infected animal to take the same form. The copycats will slowly break down the victim's nervous system, and ultimately, they will destroy its brain. Chronic wasting disease is commonly known as CWD, and it's a problem in 9 states and 2 provinces. It was first seen in the wild in the 1980s in Colorado and Wyoming. Relatively few animals were infected, and they lived in herds that were widely dispersed across the landscape. But last year, the disease showed up in southwestern Wisconsin, and that unnerved a lot of people. CWD had moved into a part of the country where deer are numerous and herds are concentrated. That raises the risk that the disease could start spreading more rapidly. Mike Samuel is an ecologist who works in the Wildlife Research Unit of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's working with state and federal authorities to study CWD, and he says the mystery begins with the abnormal protein molecule.
It's not alive. I mean, it's not cellular. It's not like a bacteria or a virus. It doesn't have any of the functions that we think of associated with life in terms of excretion and respiration and all those kind of typical things that you learn in biology.
Samuel says the way this molecule moves from animal to animal is still unclear. He says that has to be understood to determine what can be done to limit the impact of chronic wasting disease on wildlife. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Millions will see that freedom, equality, and sex tourism are possible at the heart of the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, that's our fearless leader, George W. Bush. One of his favorite topics, sex tourism. Well, gang, do you think that the economy is really getting better? I mean, they had these curiously cooked numbers last week, 7.1% growth in the quarter, and that's some outrageous growth, and somehow it's like an outrageous growth, like cancer, an outrageous growth. But I just don't see that as being real. I don't, you know, maybe I'm just cynical and hard-boiled, but I just don't believe a word that comes out of this crowd in Washington. And until I see people getting hired, I just don't believe that the economy is really turning around. And already, all these people on TV are saying, well, and writing about it on the front page of the New York Times, well, the Democrats are going to have to recalibrate their strategy for 04 because the economy is turning around. Well, let's not be so quick about that. I'm not sure that the economy is turning around. I would like to get some reports from you folks out there in the real world, tell me what it looks like from where you're standing. Are there jobs being created, or let's put it this way, are people hiring? And I like that, jobs being created. No, not jobs being created. It's, is anybody hiring? I look through the want ads, the classified ads. I even do that when I have a job. I look through the classifieds just to get a sense of what's going on out there in the real world. And I'll tell you, the classified ad section is real slim these days. It is not, it is not very many pages to accommodate all the people advertising for new workers. Ain't a whole lot of hiring going on in my corner of the country. The number here is 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis, and I am taking your phone calls. Now, this whole economy thing, this is something that, that journalists don't really like to talk about. People don't, the journalists really don't like talking about this, those Washington journalists, because the economy just makes their eyes glaze over. They say it makes our eyes glaze over, but, you know, the reason that people's eyes glaze over about the economy is because it's called malnutrition. They don't have enough to eat, or else they're strung out on dope or alcohol because they're so depressed. That's why you see glazed eyes. Hey, Wesley in upstate New York. Now, what does the economy look like up there, Wesley?
Well, Leslie is...
Oh, Leslie. I'm sorry.
About the economy, I mean, it's where I am right now. I'm in Columbia County, and it's kind of hurting here. You know, not bad. You know, people who have their own small businesses or work from their home, but a lot of contractors have been going out of business. A lot of you know, small garages, mom and pops, and the
really?
Folks who come in and suck the tax money dry are these big multinational corporations that build these huge boxes.
Oh, like Walmart.
Yeah, like Walmart, like Hannaford's. They come on in. They get all the money from the kitty. And you know, in a way, sure, they're bringing in jobs, but they're like $7 an hour.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And how can a person live?
How can they live? You don't pay taxes at $7 an hour, and it's taxes that pay school teachers and pay cops and pay firefighters and pay the politicians.
Yeah, and you get the money for, you know, let's just take in the town I used to live in called Red Hook, New York, where there was a good sized tax rebate that came back to this to Hannaford, which mm-hmm. happens to be a Swiss owned company. I have nothing wrong with Swiss owned companies. They make good chocolate over there.
Yeah, but yeah, pretty good cheese too.
Good cheese and chocolate. But the bottom line is that they're sucking the public coffers dry when they can very easily go out and get a loan.
Yeah, that's
right.
Get
a loan. If you have the money to get a loan, listen, I'm a capitalist myself. I have a home inspection company and a political consulting company. But if you can get a loan. Go to the bank.
Get a loan, man. Go get a loan. Go get a job or go get a loan.
Exactly. Get a loan. And if there's money that's there in the the public coffers, let it go to the guy or the gal who needs it.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to go to those folks who don't need it. You know, that's not private enterprise. That is socialism. But right now we have socialism that's going to the folks who don't need it.
That's right. That's exactly right. We have socialism for the rich, and the rest of us, we're supposed to live on this this Darwinistic survival of the fittest.
On the bones.
On the bones. That's
take
right.
The bones.
We get the crumbs when they eat the cake.
Exactly.
And I'm just sick and tired of all that. Well, I'll tell you, all of these Walmarts, I shop in the local mom and pop. See, I live in Manhattan, and there's a Rite Aid on First Avenue, and then there's like some Polish folks that own a pharmacy on Avenue A.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go over to Avenue A, and I'll pay more on some items to buy it from the Polish people at their pharmacy because I know where the money goes. It's going to go to the person behind the counter who barely speaks English because she's, you know, this Polish, fifth-generation American Polish, or it's going to go to send their kid to college.
Mm-hmm.
When I spend my money at Rite Aid, I don't know where the money's going. It's being sucked out of the community to some, you know, some tax,
it's
some
going
to you know tax rebate or some
you
damn
know,
thing.
Some off island shore, you know, tax shelter, to so they could give tax free money to, you know, who knows.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really, you know, it, and that's not to say all large corporations are bad, but there does need to be some kind of guideline. You know, free enterprise is good when it's conveniently brought up as a way to tell people, oh, you know, don't ask questions. But, you know, hey, listen, we're all here living on this part of the globe, and you're trying to sell stuff to people who live in your area. So
yep.
The people who live in your area are essentially your clients. And, yes, clients and consumers do have power to make choices with their money.
Yeah.
With their pocketbook.
That's right, and that's what we have to do, and that's why I don't care how retrograde it sounds. I say buy locally whenever you can, buy American when you can. We got to support each other. That's what the whole thing's about. And
yeah.
Thanks for your call, Leslie.
Yeah, thank you.
And keep on keeping on there with your home inspecting, and just don't let anybody catch you peeking through the window when you're doing those home inspections, Leslie. And Ray in Arizona, thank you for calling. You are on the radio.
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I just want to ask you, you know, they're talking about the recovery economy is getting better. But,
yeah.
How come there's so many people are employed? I mean, a lot of people are out of work.
Yeah, there are. I see them sleeping on the sidewalk in my neighborhood. I'm not kidding. I do. There's a lot of people out. More than I used to see. You see a lot of people sleeping on the sidewalks here. I know a lot of people that have some kind of work, but not as much as they'd like. They're not working at what they'd like to work at. They're not working as many hours as they'd like to work. They're underemployed. Are you there? Oh, my God. Ray has been eaten by the big unemployment monster in Arizona. That's terrible. Maybe he was sucked up by a sandstorm or something. Now I tell you, I just don't think this recovery is happening. Now the reason these journalists in Washington and some of these other journalists that write about it in the newspapers, they buy into the economy turning around is because they are all making six-figure salaries, you see. They're making decent money. And, the guys you see on TV, they're millionaires. So they're making out okay. And when the stock market goes up, as far as they know, the economy's improving. Right? Yeah, that the economy to them is the stock market. To the real world, to the real people like you and me, the economy is, am I getting a decent paycheck? Am I getting more work than I can possibly handle? Right? Now, I would like to know. Please, people, call me. 800-825-5937. Maybe I'm sitting in some weird bubble, and the economy is humming along, and everybody's doing better than they were 6 months ago. I hope that's the case. I just don't see any evidence of that. I see a lot of, a lot of businesses struggling here. I see more vacancies on the streets, in the stores here in New York City than I've ever seen. Well, at least in 20 years. And, you know, that's all I can go by. I look at the want ads. I don't see a lot of classified ads. For the things I usually check, there are no ads at all. And, you know, a couple of years ago, there was just all kinds of ads for the things that I would look into. And then, you know, the journalists don't like writing about these issues because, as I say, they make decent money themselves, so they're totally cut off from reality. Second, they all went to college. Now, reporters didn't used to go to college. But now they do, and they remember what those economics classes were like. They hated them, so they don't like to think about economics. And so they don't talk about that, and they just don't get it. They don't like talking about the connection between politics and money. And the fact of the matter is that's what politics is all about. It's who gets the money. Who is government working for? And what is government doing with the money that it can lay its hands on? And, you know, with taxes and the printing presses that the government has, they can lay their hands on virtually all the money they want. And so what are they doing with that money? Who are they giving it to? Who are they helping get money? That's all the politics is, baby. That's all it ever has been. I mean, when you get rid of all, look back, and when you get rid of all of the nuclear missiles and all the mushroom clouds and everything else, all the Cold War was about was competing economic systems. Was it private property or was it communism, communally owned property? Who owns the means of production? And you go back even further, the populace at the beginning of the 20th century huge thing about silver. What was money going to be backed by? Was it going to be backed by gold? Was it going to be backed by silver? I mean, people were very cognizant of the importance of economics. I mean, hell, the Americans came from every country on earth trying to make a decent living. They were slaves. They were serfs. They were dirt poor. And they came over here to make a living. So they were very aware of class structure. They were very aware of who owns the land, who owns the factories, who owns the money. Patrick in Kentucky, are you very cognizant of who owns the means of production in this country?
Yes. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
It's Curtis, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, Curtis.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Curtis.
No problem.
Yeah. I'm a frequent listener to the Molloy Show, and I like your show tonight. Anyway, filling in. I don't know what your question. What was your question for me?
Well, I was saying that politics comes down to money. It's really all about money and economics. And people used to be far more aware of the connection between money and politics than they are now. And I'm not just talking about campaign contributions. It's really about who is government working for. And I was my question to you was, are you aware of the fact that politics is all about money?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, amen and hallelujah.
And I had a question for you. Was
okay. I know everything. Ask me whatever you want.
How come the American dollar does not stretch in our own country? I mean, it just does not stretch very far. And right now, I'm suffering from a very serious illness, and I'm pending disability, and I'm on food stamps and all that garbage. And I go to Kroger's. I don't get the bang for my buck. I mean, I could go to Save-A-Lot or whatever, which is like Bueller's Bilo here in Kentucky, in the third largest city in Kentucky, Owensboro. But going to Kroger's, I'm supporting the union. I'm supporting higher pay.
That's right. Those people who work at Kroger's get a decent wage. They're not living in poverty. People at Walmart are getting paid poverty wages. They can't break the poverty line working at Walmart, man. That's no good.
But the thing with me, though, is I'm not getting as much quantity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's true. They say inflation is low, but I don't see that either. I don't see inflation low. I mean, the rents are high. It's hard to get a decent place to live.
Yeah. Inflation is higher than it was in 79.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, in 79, yeah, there was some kind of 20% or 12% inflation, but wages were going up then, too. Everything was indexed to inflation. So now the workers' pay is being cut. Everybody's wages are being cut, and the prices still go up. I really don't see a big break. So out there where you are in Kentucky, you don't see a booming economy. You don't see this economic turnaround that they keep talking about on TV.
Heavens no. I mean, we pay a 6% sales tax, but there is no turnaround here. I mean, we have a lot of temporary agencies, job agencies, and a lot of minimum wage jobs, and even the people working the Kroger's type of jobs. They're getting decent wages, $8 an hour or whatever, which is decent around here, which is not minimum wage, $5.15 an hour, but still they're not even getting full time. I mean, they're getting 30 something hours, but they're not getting full time,
Right. And I was talking to some plant owners out in Wisconsin. They make molds, and they do kind of little manufacturing jobbers. And I asked them, how's business out there? And they said, they're all dying. They said they used to be working 7 days a week, but now they're lucky to work five, to get a 40-hour week.
Right.
To get people working 40 hours because the work's not there anymore. It's all gone to China.
Yeah, and economy here in Kentucky is terrible, and we're fixing to get a Republican governor tomorrow night in the gubernatorial election.
Oh, and what's he going to do for you guys?
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Fletcher is a Bush Republican, and he's going up against the Republicrat. And so we got Tweedledee and Tweedledum to choose from and two independent candidates that nobody knows anything about, and it's just going to be a big upset tomorrow night.
That's terrible. Yeah, we have a big issue on the ballot here in New York. It's there aren't really there's some local judges up, and you know, the big issue is the mayor, this phony Republican mayor, wants to get rid of the party primaries. He wants to have nonpartisan primaries. That way, anybody with a lot of money and name recognition can get his name on the ballot, and basically, he could end up with a situation where there are no Democrats running, because it'll just be all these Republicans or Schwarzenegger types. Hey, thanks for the call, Patrick. Hang in there. We'll raise some money for you here on the show. 800-825-5937. Pledge your money for Patrick. We got to do something to turn this economy around, baby.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com for The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. Ugh. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need more tissues.
Sleep like a
cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh, so you'll wear that red nightie?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, sildenafil citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
Look, anything related to my physical well-being, I get a second opinion. And that includes the laxative I use. So when I asked my doctor which one he recommended, he didn't hesitate. Colace Stool Softener Capsules. Then I asked my neighborhood pharmacist. She said the same thing. Colace Capsules. Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about, recommending one laxative. Colace Capsules.
For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1, $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
And my phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. Taking your phone calls. I'd like to know if the economy is turning around. Really, I mean, I hear that on TV and I read it in the paper that, man, they had this explosion of growth. But I just don't see any want ads. I don't see anybody hiring anybody. Joe in Provo, Utah. How are things out in Provo?
Hey, Curtis. How you doing, bud?
No, real good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Your instincts are right on target. I thought I'd just kind of add a little enlightenment to that.
We are always ready for enlightenment here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's really pretty simple stuff. What you have is you've got people. GDP means money movement. That's all it
right.
means. It can be license plates being made at a prison or people going to prison. So all it is just how money moves around. Well, the money that's moving around right now is people refinancing their homes because they're desperate for some money to take care of the bills that they're having to pay. So they're all going out and refinancing. So that's the movement you're seeing, along with, of course, we've got $1 billion a week going out, a month going out to the military program that we know of. So you've got a lot of money that's flowing around. You're going to have this this huge GDP thing that they want to talk about. But it's because you're having all this motion going on. And then also you've got the stock markets. You've got people pumping money in and out of there, taking advantage of the moment. And so there's some more of that GDP. But it has absolutely nothing to do with you or me or the guys on the ground trying to make a living. There's no jobs, and they're not going to happen real fast. There's no supply side economics. The whole term of voodoo economics, it's real applicable right now.
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing about you want to keep money in circulation. It's almost like a hydraulic system. You want to keep the money in circulation. And so by giving it to rich people, by giving rich people a tax break, that does not put money in circulation. That concentrates it in fewer and fewer hands. Now, when you have a progressive tax system, which takes the money, that last dollar of the millionaire's dollar, takes his last $10 and puts it back into circulation, it helps the general economy and the general welfare. And because that rich person owns so much, they end up with that money back anyway. It ends up back in their pocket. You know, 10 cents of every dollar ends up back in their pocket anyway. So
that's right.
The idea is to keep it all circulating.
You know, Henry Ford, they asked Henry Ford one time.
Hold that. Joe, I got to ask you to hold the thought because we're coming up on a little hard break here. But we'll be back. If you can hold, we'll catch your thought about Henry Ford on the other side. Curtis Ellis here. The phone number is 800-825-5937.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Yeah. My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Yes, I'm calling about the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not an 8-year-old. I'm not.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. The U.S. military canceled some daytime operations by CH-47 Chinook helicopters Monday after Iraqi insurgents downed one the day before, killing 16 soldiers and wounding 21 others. The Coalition Press Information Center said that a few flights were canceled and that security procedures were in place to protect ongoing trips. The military earlier had said only nighttime flights would continue. The decision to limit flights came a day after insurgents shot down one of two helicopters carrying dozens of soldiers on their way to Baghdad Airport and rest and relaxation leave. It was the heaviest U.S. death toll in any single action since the invasion of Iraq on March 20th. Senator Bob Graham, who ended his bid for the Democratic nomination for president last month, announced Monday that he will not seek re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. Graham said he wants to continue his public work, including creating an institute to train future Florida leaders and helping to improve national security. He also wants to spend more time with his wife, Adele, his children, and grandchildren. The decision further complicates Democrats' hopes to regain control of the Senate, where Republicans hold a 51-48 majority with one Democratic-leaning independent. The Supreme Court refused Monday to enter the battle over a monument depicting the Ten Commandments and the renegade judge who wants to put it back on display in an Alabama courthouse. The court quietly rejected appeals from suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who had argued the monument properly acknowledges God as the source of the community morality so essential to a self-governing society. Moore was suspended as Chief Justice after defying a federal court order to remove the monument. He goes on trial before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary on November 12th on judicial ethics violation charges. More IE American News after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
The oldest person in the world, Kamato Hongo, died on Friday at age 116, a spokesman for a hospital in southern Japan said. She had been in hospital in the city of Kagoshima for several weeks, according to a relative. Born in 1887, when Japan was gradually opening up to the world after more than two centuries of isolation, Hongo was known for her love of dancing and for sleeping 2 days and then staying awake for the next two. For IE American Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
You don't want to miss the first pitch of the playoffs for the second year in a row, so you're probably scrambling for dinner. Hey, think fast. Think eggs, like an omelet with mushrooms, cheese, and tomatoes, or anything else you like. Omelets are delicious, easy to make, and ready in minutes, so you get to the game on time, see the first pitch, your team sweeps the playoffs, and goes on to win the championship. All thanks to the incredible edible egg. Think fast. Think eggs. For other quick dinner ideas, visit AEB.org, the American Egg Board.
Remember the glorious promises of globalization? CEOs, politicians of both parties, and media pundits all joined in the hallelujah chorus to proclaim that corporate-driven, laissez-faire globalization was the answer for all the world's ills. If only all the nations, especially those with rich resources to exploit, would open up to foreign ownership, forego government regulation of business, accept the stringent financial medicine of the IMF and World Bank, and privatize their economies, then the omniscient power of the global marketplace would shine its radiant light everywhere, and even the poorest villager would own a Lexus. It was, of course, a bottle of global snake oil, sold by the flimflammers of the prosperous world and willingly swallowed by get-rich-quick rulers of the third world. Bolivia offers a peek at reality. 20 years ago, the elite corporate-oriented leaders of this poor South American nation rushed to the promises of the flimflammers, led by the U.S. They sold off the nation's public assets, opened their arms wide to foreign investors, and waited for prosperity to flow. 20 years later, unemployment is rampant, economic growth is in the ditch, and there's now more poverty than before the magic of globalization was waved into the country, leaving Bolivians as the poorest people in South America, with a per capita income of under $950 a year. Unsurprisingly, the people of Bolivia are now in open revolt, not merely against their U.S.-hugging millionaire president whom they have now booted from office, but especially against the exploitative policies of corporate globalization, and specifically against U.S. corporations that are in league with the elites. This is Jim Hightower saying, people worldwide are learning the hard way that globalization is just another word for economic exploitation and corporate domination, and they're refusing to swallow any more of the global owner.
Doug, listening to you sing Back on the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, no.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Well, it's so nice of her to call me special. I do feel special here with Mike's great audience. Mike will be back in the next couple days. You know, did you see those Iraqi videos where they're like throwing people off buildings and cutting off fingers and they cut somebody's tongue out? Well, that's what they were doing to Mike. No, that's not what they did to Mike. But he was having, I think, a little dental surgery or something. So, you know, if this were a different kind of country, they would have videos of Mike's dental surgery on TV. And people would pay money to see this because there's some sick people out there. But none of you people would do that. The phone number here is 800-825-5937, 1-800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis. You can email me also at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And Joe from Provo, Utah, you were going to finish up with a thought about that great American anti-Semite Henry Ford.
Yeah, well, I don't know about his political persuasions or his, you know, I don't know much about Henry Ford except for a few things. He was chided by some of the other people at that time, industrialists, for paying his workers so much money, you know. And they said, how come you pay him so much money? He said, well, I want somebody to buy my cars.
Exactly. You got to pay people enough money to buy what they're producing.
Yeah, and so I'm running for U.S. Senate in Utah in 2004.
You are?
I am, and I'm just kind of disenchanted with all of the political parties. I think they all bring something to the table, but they're very divisionary, you know, my way is the best way kind of thing.
Right.
So I formed a party called the Being Human Party.
The Being Human Party. All right.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
Well, and the principle
here is... So's my cat.
Huh?
So's my dog.
Yeah. Well, the principle
behind
it is...
He thinks he's a human.
What's that?
He thinks he's a human. My dog thinks he's a human sometimes. He's a very misguided dog, you know.
Maybe
what
we
happens
can get
the
world of the dog and see where they take it.
Right. That'll be your opponent. It'll be the Being Canine Party. But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's right.
It's a dog's world, man.
The principle behind it is this. It's either corporations or human beings. We've got to make up our minds in this world. Because you can take a look at all the issues. I don't care what they are. And it really boils down to, and I'm a fair market economist kind of guy, not a free market.
Mm-hmm.
Because free means free for all. It means subsidization, bailouts, things that me as a small businessman, I'm an owner-operator. I own a truck. I've got a couple telecom things and ventures I'm kind of working on. Nothing big deal, but just, you know, I'm just one of those entrepreneurs.
You got some of those 900 sex numbers. That's what your telecom thing is.
I know who you are.
Yeah, man.
And I don't get, none of us get that, you know, 80% of the GNP in this country, not GDP, GNP of this country is generated by the small business person. 100% of the jobs that were created last year were created by the small business sector. And yet we get disadvantaged time and time again by Walmarts and so forth in our communities. You know, I mean, I noticed you were talking about that earlier. And of course in our corporate. So my campaign is this. I'm not taking any money from corporations or special interests. I'm maxing out my campaign donations by an individual of $200, period. That's it. So you, when I end up in the Senate, you know that there's no coattails. Forget anybody being on them. I just don't have any coattails.
Okay, and, Joe, so let's wrap it up.
Okay, so anyway, the bottom line is our focus for all these issues is we got to get the corporations and special interests out of Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Let's send them all to Bahamas. Now, Joe, let's make this a paid political announcement, or at least make it sound like one. What's, if you want to give out your last name so everybody can watch your campaign as this progresses, what is Joe what?
It's, Joe Labonte.
Joe Labonte.
Yeah, and you can go to beinghumanparty.com.
Oh, that's easy. Great. Well, no money has changed hands. This was not a paid political announcement. But, Joe, thanks for calling. And
best
of luck. And keep me posted. FastTalkRadio@yahoo.com. Email me and let me know what's going on. Because, you know, I do some journalism on the side. I'd be happy to write about you. I think it's a great idea. Being human. Darn it. That's what we need more of. Dina in Connecticut, how is the economy doing out there? I'm asking everybody this because I don't believe what I hear on TV anymore, and I don't believe what I read in the papers when they say, ooh, we had this great spurt of growth, and the economy is turning around, and the Democrats had better be careful because everybody's going to reelect Bush because the economy is just going like gangbusters. What does it look like where you're sitting, Dina?
Just as rotten as every place else, probably.
Bless your heart.
The reason that I called is because I was awake with a toothache last night.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I'm sorry to hear that. What is wrong with my audience, man? We got somebody who's going on disability, and you got a toothache, and there's
bad because my insurance tells me where I can and can't go to the dentist. And
because
I have a physical disability, I can't get into a normal dental chair.
Uh-oh.
So I'm having problems because the two things don't match. But anyway, that's not why I called.
Okay.
The reason why I got so excited was because I was listening to the radio and somebody called in and said that there is actually a www.impeachgeorgebush website run by Ramsey Clark. I do not know, you know, the whole nine yards, but they were not kidding. Things are so if Mike was I figured it would lower his blood pressure a little bit just to know that somebody is catching on.
All right. Well, bless your heart. That's great. I will pass that on to Mike. Mike will be back Wednesday or Thursday. He is getting over a little, you know, he's been flapping his gums too much, and so he had to have some work done on his gums. But he'll be back. Don't worry.
I feel for him.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, we're all going to look for Rush Limbaugh's housekeeper and get some of those OxyContin pills.
Yeah,
then
right.
We'll all feel better.
Right. That's it. You know, I just don't know. But, you know, nobody's saying what's happening. I wonder if the experience that he's going through is going to change him at all.
I hope so. I hope Rush comes back and realizes that drug addiction is a medical problem. It is a disease. And we don't take people with diseases and put them in prison. We take people with diseases and we throw them out on the street.
Well,
so that's
what
we should do with Rush.
We should take
them and cure them. That's what we're supposed to do with them.
But the thing of it is, I felt so sorry when I heard he was going deaf. I mean, I really felt bad. Now it turns out that it's his own stupid fault because he got addicted to those painkillers, and that was one of the side effects.
What'd you say?
That he was going deaf because of the side effects.
Oh, I can't hear you. Oh my God.
All right, I played right into that one.
I know. That was a cheap shot. I'm sorry. I took advantage of your nice good nature there.
All
and
right.
I'll never do it again until the next time that I possibly can.
Well, a friend of mine says, what is the similarity between a politician and a baby's diaper? And I was foolish enough to say what?
And they said they're both full of...
They said they should be changed frequently and for the same reasons.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because they're full of...
Yes.
All right, well, thank you, Dina. I'm getting into dangerous territory here, and this is supposed to be a family show, but
I know the family
of humans, as we learned in the last caller. Well, I want you to get better, and I hope that since you can't fit in a dentist chair, I hope that the dentist comes to you, and it's not Dr. Zell from that horrible movie Marathon Man. So be well, and let's hear what it's Brian in Indiana. Are you there? How is the economy doing in Indiana, darn it? Are you there?
Hello. Can you hear
me? Hello. Yeah, I can.
All right.
God is love.
Were talking with the caller earlier about inflation.
Yeah.
And I just had some comments on that.
Oh, please.
First of all, what's that?
Please share them with me. I'd love to hear.
Okay. First of all, the caller was a little incorrect. He had said that the inflation rate right now is higher than 1979, which is
well, from
kind
his
of outrageous.
Standpoint, I think, yeah.
It was about 11.9 then, and now it's just right around 2.5.
Well, that's you can lie with statistics. I don't know what that means. You know, when they say inflation is 9%, I know in 1979 I could rent an apartment for $300, and now I'm lucky to get one for $3,000. So, you know, in inflation in the intervening 20 years or 24 years has been pretty low. I mean, well, let's put it another way. You know, I know I'm in a weird place, New York City.
The main thing you need to compare is the rate of growth with paychecks and the rate of growth with products.
Right.
So if your paychecks aren't going up as high as the price index is, then you're actually losing money every year.
That's right. How's your paycheck doing there, Brian?
It's been steady, which I guess means I'm losing money. I'm a college student right now, so... Can't expect too much here.
Right. Well, how's your tuition been then? How's your tuition?
It goes up every year.
Uh-huh. So inflation's not under control for you.
Right.
Inflation, I mean, how much is tuition going up? 10%, 5%,
1%? I think somewhere between there.
Yeah, somewhere between there.
For in-state students, I think it was around 5, but the out-of-state students pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
I
know my rent went up 7%. My rent went up 7% this year, and I know that the landlord, their taxes went up a whole lot, so she had to pass on some of it on to me. I mean,
rent goes up way more than price index does.
Yeah,
like around here, this is a college town, Purdue University is here.
Uh huh. What town are you in?
West Lafayette.
Okay.
And the way they get people to stay in their apartments is by telling them, "We won't raise your rent if you stay here."
Right.
So then if you go somewhere else, you end up paying, you know, $50 more a month, and that happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
So the rent keeps going up and up and up.
They trick you. So you're a college student. What are you studying to be?
I'm doing computer science.
Yeah. Now, they're sending all your jobs over to India. What do you think of that? You know,
because
the Indians
heard.
Are very well-educated.
Well, I'm hoping that, like, I've heard that's mostly the business software
mm-hmm.
and just solid programming.
Right.
And I'm hoping to do more of the creative end of things and like the actual direction.
Oh, kind of like the computer animation or something like that?
Yeah.
Great.
As far as I know, that's not getting shipped over there right now, but I do have a couple friends that graduated last year, and they've been unable to find any jobs.
Really? That's terrible.
Right.
They got to vote. They got to vote Democratic, man.
Well, now they're going to grad school because there's no really other options.
Well, that's what my brother did. My brother never left school. He went to college out of K-State, Kansas State, and he just kept going to grad school. He finally got his Ph.D. He's now Dr. Ellis out there, and now he teaches. He's a college professor, so he never left school. He went to school in 1968, never left. Man, that's one job they're not going to send to China.
Job security.
Yeah, really. Well, I'll tell you, it's tough. Now, tomorrow, the Democratic candidates are going to face the college students, and hopefully the college students are going to throw these guys some curveballs and trip them up and make them fall off their talking points and maybe land on their big ask. So what would you ask them? Let's think about that. I got to take a little breaky here. Thanks for the call, Brian. The phone number is 800-825-5937. If you have any clever question you ask one of these candidates, you can hang on and we'll hear about it on the other side. My name is Curtis Ellis. You can email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
There are over 200 laxatives on the market today, and the one doctors recommend most is Colace Stool Softener Laxatives. That's because over the years, doctors have learned stimulant-free Colace capsules provide comfortable relief their patients can rely on. If you suffer from occasional bouts of constipation, try Colace capsules. If you do, we're sure we'll receive another important endorsement. Yours. For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
If your hacking just won't stop, simply cough. If you're honking like a duck, simply cough. If the rest of you feel fine, but you're coughing all the time, and it's waking up your sister, simply cough.
Simply cough. From the makers of Children's Tylenol, it has only the medicine your child needs to make a cough simply disappear.
If your throat is all a tickle and you're really in a pickle, send your hacking off a packing, simply cough.
Simply cough. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
We caught somebody doing something right. Fred D'Amato, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. He put a sign out in his front yard says, support our troops, impeach the Bush administration. Of course, Mount Pocono jumped all over him. The borough councilman, Francis O'Boyle, said, the last couple words is what's the problem. I don't think it's right to put up a sign like that and say those things. The lawyer says it's protected First Amendment speech. John Finnerty, the borough council president, says, well, if we could all express our thoughts on a piece of plywood, just think what the neighborhood would look like. like. It might be a slight infringement of First Amendment rights, making him take down his sign. He's facing $500 a day fines for not having his sign. However, the story in the newspaper of Mount Pocono, New York, says that D'Amato removed the sign, but on Sunday said he planned to put it back up again. Well done.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Never Better with Marina Colby, Sundays from 11 a.m. till noon Eastern.
This week on Never Better, join us. Our guest is author and behavior expert Leah Lowndes. She's written several books. Her most recent, How to Talk to Anyone. She'll tell us how to make a good first impression at work or on a date, and among other things, how to tell if someone is lying. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Never Better, here on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
America's working with friends and allies on a new Security Council resolution, which will expand sex tourism involving children. Iraq's new leaders are showing the openness and tolerance that sex tourism requires.
Oh, yeah. George Bush is getting that act together over there in Iraq. My name's Curtis Ellis. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We are getting our act together over here. We are going to see what the economy is like for real. We are not going to rely on those false prophets of the television tube. No, it is written that the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Sounds like a Republican, a penny a day, man. Then he went out about the third hour, and he saw others standing idle. And he said to them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith to them, why stand ye here all the day idle? And they saith, because no man hath hired us. And he saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. And so, where is our government? Why are they not sending everyone into the vineyard? Why are people out of work? That's what I want to know. What is it like in your neighborhood? 800-825-5937. That's the phone number here. You can also email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. And by the way, that's what Trey did, Trey from Kansas. Now, I've got a soft spot in my heart for Kansas because I lived in Kansas for a while. I lived out there in Paxico, Kansas. And Paxico is not near Mexico. It's kind of between Manhattan and Lawrence, meanwhile, midway between the two, right near this buffalo-shaped hump in the hill country of Kansas, the Flint Hills of eastern Kansas. Beautiful country out there. Not a lot of trees, but very beautiful. And anyway, Trey out in Kansas says the economy sucks in Kansas. Jobs are hard to come by. And he works with people who have college degrees, and they all make less than $10 an hour. And by the way, Trey knows what to do about it. He has a rock and roll band, and it's called the Southtown Communist Party. That's the name of his band, and they've got a show in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. So if you're down in Bartlesville on November 8th, go join the Communist Party, the Southtown Communist Party, and Trey is going to be playing with the Southtown Communist Party. Yes, Lennon's on sale again. The workers are striking for fame. And Fred in New Jersey, how are things in your neck of the woods?
Things could be better.
No, always.
I have some bad news for the gentleman who called about hoping his job won't be outsourced to another country.
Yes.
I've been working in the computer science field for a while, and the same thing that happened to electronics in the 70s is happening to IT right now. It's convenient to think that certain jobs won't be moved, but the reality is all sorts of professional jobs, not just IT, you know, architects, everything, is being moved over shores now because we have the technology to make it feasible for large companies. So my concern is the current administration, and not even that many Democrats out there, are talking about ways to make this not a destructive process in this country.
Right.
We're just jobs.
Pardon me?
we're just hemorrhaging jobs. To
we are hemorrhaging jobs. We're hemorrhaging jobs big time. All of the, as you say, all of the information technology jobs, the computer jobs, they're being moved overseas. These are the jobs that we were told, oh, don't worry about those manufacturing jobs. We don't need to make toasters here anymore. We don't need to make coffee makers anymore. We can make those with slave labor in China because we're all going to be having these great new computer jobs. We're going to be doing great things. Well, now they're building computers overseas, and they're making the software overseas, and they're doing a lot of this, all that razzle-dazzle stuff you see in these crummy movies like Matrix Revolutions. They're doing that overseas even. They're not even doing that here. So it is a serious problem because as we hemorrhage these jobs, the tax base, you know, that guy making $60,000 a year who makes the molds, the steel injection molds that are used to make the plastic parts that are used in the coffee maker, yep. That guy making $60,000-$70,000 a year, he's paying, his taxes are paying the salaries for the school teachers and the policemen and the firemen. And those jobs are gone, those taxes are gone, and the teachers are going to be out of work. Guess what? Most municipalities are running deficits these days. 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. Waiting to hear from you. And I'm waiting right here.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Wildlife experts try to decipher the mystery behind a molecule that's killing animals in parts of North America. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A particularly unusual disease is infecting herds of deer and elk across the United States and Canada. It's called chronic wasting disease, and it's caused by a lifeless molecule, not a virus or bacteria. The molecule is an abnormal protein. It induces similar molecules in an infected animal to take the same form. The copycats will slowly break down the victim's nervous system, and ultimately, they will destroy its brain. Chronic wasting disease is commonly known as CWD, and it's a problem in 9 states and 2 provinces. It was first seen in the wild in the 1980s in Colorado and Wyoming. Relatively few animals were infected, and they lived in herds that were widely dispersed across the landscape. But last year, the disease showed up in southwestern Wisconsin, and that unnerved a lot of people. CWD had moved into a part of the country where deer are numerous and herds are concentrated. That raises the risk that the disease could start spreading more rapidly. Mike Samuel is an ecologist who works in the Wildlife Research Unit of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's working with state and federal authorities to study CWD, and he says the mystery begins with the abnormal protein molecule.
It's not alive. I mean, it's not cellular. It's not like a bacteria or a virus. It doesn't have any of the functions that we think of associated with life in terms of excretion and respiration and all those kind of typical things that you learn in biology.
Samuel says the way this molecule moves from animal to animal is still unclear. He says that has to be understood to determine what can be done to limit the impact of chronic wasting disease on wildlife. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with an important public service announcement about sleep deprivation. Many of you are not obtaining the 10 hours of nightly sleep necessary for true patriotic Americans like my husband Georgie because you're staying awake to listen to the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. This dangerous behavior puts you at risk of daytime blackouts, diminished worker productivity, ghastly hallucinations, and erectile dysfunction. So when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
The phone number here is 800-825-5937. We're doing our survey on the economy and all kinds of things, whatever you want to talk about. Phone number here is 1-800-825-5937. I can't say that number often enough. And you can also email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Somebody from Calgary, Canada, DW from Calgary, Canada is listening. She missed the beginning of the show. Deb wants to know, where's Mike tonight? Well, Mike is out getting his tongue cut out by the administration. No, that's a terrible thing to even say. He was having a little work done on his mouth, though. He'd been flapping his gums so much against the George Bush administration that he had to get some renovation work done in the dental area. And let's all pray for Mike. And he will be back, though, in like a day or two. I think he's taking tomorrow off. He's healing up. He's hooking up with Rush Limbaugh's housekeeper and getting a cigar box full of OxyContin. So he is not in pain. He is feeling no pain. And if his eyes are glazed over, it's not because I'm talking about the economy. It's because it's because he's on dope. No. Mike is not on dope. He's better than that. Who said that? Who had the nerve to say that he's on dope? Hey, and now look, when I say call 800-825-5937, I want you to abuse Jay. The engineer and the man who screens the calls. Jay is a hardworking American worker, and his job is not going to be outsourced to China. He's going to be there, and he is there to help you, and you are there to pay your obeisance to him, not to abuse him. You were supposed to be nice to Jay, okay? I want everybody to be nice when they call in Jay. Hey, gang, did you hear this, that Linda Tripp is getting a $600,000 settlement from the U.S. government? I heard that today. Now, remember Linda Tripp, you remember Linda Tripp, that pinup, the pinup of the right wing. Linda Tripp worked in the Defense Department, and she worked with Monica Lewinsky, and well, we know that story. Well, she said that the government released personal information about her. Violated the Privacy Act. They released her Social Security number or something. See, they released Linda Tripp's Social Security number, and the funny thing was nobody stole her identity. Nobody wanted to be Linda Tripp. They had her Social Security. They still wouldn't steal her identity. So Linda Tripp has sued the government, and they settled the suit for $600,000, saying the government released personal information about her. Now, I could never imagine Linda Tripp revealing personal information about anyone. She is the very picture of someone who keeps secrets, right? So now that she's got $600,000 and no more government career, I hear that she's going to be doing commercials for Katie's Ice Blue Secret deodorant. She's so well known for keeping secrets. I mean, what a sick irony that this woman has the gall to sue over personal information being revealed when that is why she exists, to violate someone's trust. And who approved this settlement? What right-wing wacko in the government decided to give Linda Tripp $600,000. Joe from Brookings, Oregon, do you know what wacko approved this settlement?
I have no idea.
Well, then why are you calling me?
Oh, boy. You have to spring that on me at the very last second.
Yeah. How's the economy? I'll give you another question, all right? Here's another question. How's the economy doing up there in Brookings, Oregon? Where the hell is Brookings, Oregon, anyway?
Well, crappy. It's mostly a service economy here. We got the local lumber company that runs the town, and state of Oregon having problems, so they're having to cut back on a lot of the sports activities and that sort of things at the local schools here in Brookings Harbor. So,
they've laid off all the phys ed teachers, huh?
Well, yeah, something like that. But anyway, I was gonna say, how can you say that the economy ain't doing that great when you got good old boy Zell Miller down there in Georgia? I mean, he's all for President Bush.
I'm glad you brought him up. He's on my list of people to horsewhip.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard him on Timmy Russert's show, on that shill, Tim Russert. Zell Miller has endorsed George Bush for president. Yeah. Now, so my question is, can't we purge him from the Democratic Party? Can't we have a good Stalinist purge? Can't you throw people out of your party, say, I'm sorry, you're not welcome here anymore? If you're going to get up there and call yourself a Democrat, there's got to be some party discipline. You know, I mean, that's the one good thing about the Communist Party under Joe Stalin. There was party discipline, right? If you didn't toe the party line, they shot you or they sent you to Siberia. And now, I don't know, where can we send Zell Miller?
Well, yeah, they would have had a good idea about what to do with a good old boy Zell Miller, but I want to talk about some of the things he was talking about. Zell Miller brings up a lot.
I think we should beat him with Lester Maddox's axe handle. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, he was talking about, all these Democratic Party candidates for president. Now they all terrible. They all bad. They all putting together all the terrible aspects of the McGovern campaign in 72 and Walter Mondale. They wanted to raise everybody's taxes in 1984. You know, and he was so liberal and left wing. I mean, hell, Walter Mondale, he only wanted to raise the Pentagon budget by 4% compared to Ronald Reagan, who wanted to raise it by 7%. So he was a really wild eyed left wing radical.
He's a communist. He was a communist. Walter Mondale is a communist. Let's get out there. He's a pinko commie egg sucking dog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and so anyway, this is Zell Miller. You know, the being the idiot and the southern fried redneck moron.
Cracker. I think the word is cracker, but.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and it's not that I dislike the man. It's just that I really hate his guts. You know, the man is talking about, oh, you know, well, this is when the Democrats, you know, were at their worst and all that. No, the Democrats were at their worst 9 years ago when Zell Miller and the Clintons and all these other southern fried rednecks and the Democratic Leadership Council were losing 54 seats for the Democrats in Congress. They lost Congress for the first time in 40 years. They haven't recovered ever since.
That's right.
The Democrats have been at their worst.
Yeah, they forgot about the working people, the people who make this country, the people who make the rich people rich. Those rich people aren't rich because they're smarter than anybody else. They're just smart enough to know you get other people working for you and you take their money. You take a penny on every dollar these working people earn, and you get rich.
That's right.
I mean, you don't have to be a genius. And then the other way they got the damn thing set up is you inherit the money. You get to inherit all that money. And you know how many idiots inherit money? Holy moly! And they're all dope addicts and stuff.
I see them here all the time. You mean like the idiot dope addict in the White House?
What?
You mean like the idiot dope addict in the White House?
He inherited his money, his connections, and he's. I don't care if he stopped drinking. Now he's a dry drunk. He stopped his drinking, but he hasn't changed his thinking. He's still a drunk, as far as I'm concerned.
No good drunk. So anyway, the Democrats, they got their savior if people would just leave him alone. To quote the Ronald Reagan line, well, let Ronald Reagan be Ronald Reagan. Let Howard Dean be Howard Dean. See, he's a winner. I'm telling you, I'm a member of the Green Party, and I know. By looking at Howard Dean, that guy is a winner. Let Howard Dean be Howard Dean, and
so
you guys will see
for
the
Dean.
promised land.
I got a Green for Dean on the phone here. We got a Green for Dean. Clean up for Green for Dean.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's your opinion, and that's your story, and you're sticking to it there, Joe.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear that you found your man. Personally, I'll tell you, I'm going to get a lot of people upset about this. I think Wesley Clark's the one who can win. And I'll tell you what, I don't like everything about Wesley Clark. I think that his stuff on
and
the
you're
economy.
You're going to like less and less the more you do hear about him.
Yeah, I think his stuff on the economy is totally wrong. I think, but the thing is, we got to grow up and realize that even when we get a Democrat in the White House, we got to still keep giving them hell because there's a whole lot of things wrong with this country that are not going to be fixed automatically. And no matter who's in the White House, Democrat or Republican, we're going to have to give them hell. And we can't just sit around and wait for somebody that's going to fix it all for us. We got to take matters into our own hands.
To clear that all up, I'm actually for Kucinich, but I'm telling you, Howard Dean, he ain't perfect, but he looks like an acceptable candidate to me, and I would be willing to support him.
All right. Well, amen and hallelujah. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you for the call, Joe. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. Personally, I think Dean, I think they're going to trip him up. It's going to be worse than a Mexican rodeo, the way they're going to trip him if we pick him as our horse. That's my feeling. But, you know, we still got a year to go. We will see what happens. We got a few months to go before the big nominating conventions. They're already organizing for the demonstrations here in New York for the Republican convention. I was at a meeting the other day. All of these wild-eyed communists and radicals and anarchists and socialist laborers and everything. Even some peaceniks were there for this demonstration that they're planning on having. Gosh knows. Lordy knows what they're going to do. So Linda Tripp got $600,000 from this government. Unbelievable. They're laying off teachers. We got a $1 trillion deficit, and they're giving Linda Tripp $600,000 because she violated someone's privacy. Oh, no, no, because somebody violated her privacy. They should have told her to, well, I'm not allowed to say what they should have told her. And then I was watching CNN today. It's a bad habit. I really got to stop doing this. And they're on TV debating Katrina VandenHeuvel from the editor from The Nation was Kellyanne Conway, formerly known as Kellyanne Fitzpatrick. She's a Republican pollster. And there she was. They were arguing about Iraq and, you know, Iraq this, Iraq that. What are you going to do in Iraq? You know. And she was, of course, pro-Bush. She was mouthing the current Republican line. And she's very good at mouthing things, Kellyanne Fitzpatrick. She's one of these little blonde bimbos or kind of, I don't know, redhead, indescribable color hair. And it's kind of looks very skinny and anorexic, but not as bad as Ann Coulter. And she's saying, all Democrats can do is criticize President Bush. I mean, that just shows the Democrats are just so bad, they're just so bankrupt. All they can do is criticize President Bush. Now, this is a woman who was on TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, she was on TV slamming Clinton for anything and everything. When President Clinton was up there being impeached, she was screaming for his head when she wasn't busy giving head to Jack Kemp. Because, you see, that's true. That's what Kellyanne Fitzpatrick, every time you see her on TV now, just think of her and think of her lips around Jack Kemp. Because that's where she got herself in a little trouble. She's one of these little Republican sluts, and she was doing Jack Kemp until Jack Kemp's wife finally stepped forward and said, threatened to rip her eyes out. And so now Kellyanne Fitzpatrick is now Kellyanne Conway. And if Kellyanne, you want to sue me for libel or something, bring them on. Come and get it. That is the absolute truth. That is the inside story. You only hear it here. I'm not afraid to tell the truth. I'm not afraid to call a spade a spade. My name is Curtis Ellis. The number is 800-825-5937. Jackie in Kansas City, how are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear you. God is love.
Really?
Yeah. How's the economy out there in Kansas City?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm the fund administrator at a Taft Hartley Welfare Fund,
mm-hmm.
and we have 250 guys on the annual work list just in the one local here in Kansas City.
You have 250 guys out of work
in the one local in Kansas City.
Oh,
that has
okay.
not happened since the late 80s or the early 90s.
Hmm.
Because when I started working for the fund, we were perilously close to going under.
Because you had nobody out of work, so you had nothing.
No, we had people out of work. It was the Reagan-Bush thing, you know, and what we're experiencing now is the Bush thing.
Yeah, yeah, we're lost in the Bush.
I know. They don't understand. People need to work.
Now, yeah, they really don't understand that because they've never had to work themselves, so they really don't understand how this thing...
You know, and this Prince Charles guy has never understood that. And I'd like to go back to Zell Miller.
Oh, please.
After the 92 convention, I was pretty like, oh, yeah, give him hell, Zell. And now I'd like to say, go to hell, Zell.
Go to hell, Zell. This guy is so disgusting. He supports every Bush tax cut. I think he's senile. I think he's really lost it.
You know, and it could be. I mean, it's not impossible.
No, no. He's advanced in the years. He's hasn't had a new idea in many years. He's probably borderline Alzheimer's, something like that.
Hey, where are you guys out of anyway?
The network is based in Detroit. I'm sitting in New York City. I'm broadcasting from New York. I've got a special newfangled video link into Detroit.
Is that something we're excited about?
Is that something that we're excited about?
Yeah.
No, you really don't care where I'm sitting, do you?
No, but I want to know. I mean, there's this deal this weekend in Madison, Wisconsin.
Uh huh.
It's coming weekend on media reform.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, guys, where are you? Let's come in here and figure out where we are.
Yeah, I'm going to be up in, I think I'm going to be up in Milwaukee on the 10th of November. There's a big rally up there to save American manufacturing, which is my favorite hobby horse. Now, are you listening on satellite radio or on the internet or on
a
regular radio
station? I'm on satellite.
Yay. Yay. Well, God bless you. Well, now, so you haven't seen a big turnaround in the economy in the last quarter, right?
No, I mean, we've seen, Kansas City went dead still, and my sheet metal worker guys have just not been going anywhere. And, these guys are willing to go out of town to work anywhere to get the reciprocal.
Well, why don't you have them build a metal box and we'll put Zell Miller in it and then solder it shut. Okay.
No, I'd like to solder that man's mouth shut. I remember watching in the 92 convention when he was talking about Bill Clinton. And it was like, it was so energizing. And I was like, you frickin' idiot.
All right. Well, on that happy note, God is love. And thank you very much, Jackie, in Kansas City. When we come back, we're going to hear from John in Maine and Mark in Michigan and everybody else who calls 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis, and you can email me also at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Irritating it can be, which is
why you want to feel really fast. I mean, the instant Maximum Strength Mylanta liquid hits your throat, you can feel it rushing right to where you need it.
Ah, the cool liquid hits the back of your throat, and you know you're feeling something
velvety smooth, soothing that burning inside you. Mylanta's wonderful, wet, drenching sensation
restores and refreshes in a most glorious fashion.
Try Maximum Strength Mylanta.
Soothing at the
speed of life.
When Ann and Mike began looking for their dream home, someone else was there to help make it a reality. While Ann took virtual tours on Realtor.com, someone was there to check comparable listings. While Mike was searching for their homeowner's policy, someone was there to preview houses as they came on the market. And when Ann and Mike found their dream, someone else to make sure it didn't slip away. When you're ready to buy a home, work with someone who'll work with you. We're Realtors. Real estate is our life. Only Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
my name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm tired of this crappy job.
What? I thought you loved this job. You have a company car. You even have an expense account. What's the problem?
I have to listen to all this junk radio, and I miss all my favorite political talk shows like Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins. I have to beat a stupid job.
Why don't you listen to it on your computer like me?
Because for some stupid reason, I have to pay attention to what's going on at work or something like that. I don't remember. I wasn't listening. All I know is that I'm pretty cranky when I miss my shows.
You think?
I should just go over there and tell him that I'm not coming to work until I listen to my shows, and if he's got a problem with it, then we can go outside, punk.
Hold on there. Just listen to the best in political talk on Sundays.
The what?
The best in political talk on Sundays from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time. You can hear the best of Tom Hartman and Peter B. Collins.
Really? Well, that's better than picking a fight with the boss.
Yeah, you'll keep your job and your health.
What? You don't think I can take him?
He's big, dude.
I would waste him.
Yeah, right.
That's the best of political talk Sunday nights from 10 to midnight Eastern Time on the IE America Radio Network.
Show. Bruce Willis was in Iraq. Did you hear about this? He went to Telfar, I believe is the way you pronounce it. And he has a band, Accelerator, played some rock and roll, and, you know, there were hundreds of U.S. soldiers there. Anyway, after he did his rock and roll, he took the microphone. He said, we're here to support you, and that's fine. Okay. But then he offered the soldiers listening $1 million out of his own pocket for the capture of Saddam Hussein. And then he said, and if you catch him, just give me 4 seconds with him. Isn't he just a man's man? Huh?
Who are you then? Just another American who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo.
He's always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
That's me, gang. Don't mistake me for anyone else. Curtis Ellis is the name, and talking with you is my game. And the phone number is 800-825-5937. And you better call me, or else I'm going to turn you in to John Ashcroft, the same way the frog was turned into a prince. And Armand in Florida, you've been patiently holding, and what is on your mind tonight?
Well, I'd like to say this.
Yes.
We've lost 3 million jobs since Weasel took office. Health care costs have risen over 40%.
Well, there's another example of how inflation, they say there is no inflation. That's ridiculous. Yes, health care costs have risen, yes.
Fuel costs over 30%. Taxes on property more than 10% annually.
Mm-hmm.
He got us into 2 ongoing wars. The trade deficit is out of control.
Totally.
The budget deficit is bleeding maximum red. He's giving no bid billion-dollar contracts to his friends. And you tell me what the Democrats could run and win on, would you?
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, these Democrats must be brain dead if they can't win this election. And guess what? I'm afraid that they are. I'm afraid that they are brain dead. But it's, you're right, the health care costs are up. The property taxes are up. The cost of housing is up. tell me that the inflation is only 1%. What a crock that is. It is absolutely out of control. This economy is destroying the average person. But those people in the media are totally out of touch with average people. They have no idea. It's not just the Bushes who don't know what it's like to work. It's all these people that control what we hear and see on television. They don't know what it's like to work. They don't know. And they're, you know, I'm convinced that they're ashamed. Some of them had parents that were actually working people, and they're kind of like either ashamed or embarrassed about that, so they run away from it. And that's why for 30 years they've been telling people, oh, we don't need those manufacturing jobs anymore. We can do better than that. Those are dumb jobs. People need to get smart. The Americans don't need those jobs. They just have to go back for retraining and get smart and get college degrees, and then everything will be okay. It's because they are embarrassed and ashamed about the people who work for a living like their parents did. They hate their parents. All of these new Democrats hate their parents. And that's why they keep giving us this crap about we don't need real jobs in this country. Yeah, they disgust me. Yeah, I'm disgusted. So I want you to call me and make me undisgusted. 800-825-5937. My name's Curtis Ellis. We're going to have more fun in the next hour, so don't go away. And everybody who's on hold, please stay there. I will be getting to your calls real soon. You can also email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Chance to date Anna Nicole Smith, would you?
I found her appealing a few years ago, but there were things about her that intrigued me. That's all. I mean, I don't always get intrigued
by
them.
I just can't believe you, of all people, would choose a date based simply on the physical.
Are you kidding me? I hate to disappoint you.
You're a dirty dog.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune in to the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. Senator Bob Graham, who ended his bid for the Democratic nomination for president last month, announced Monday that he will not seek re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. Graham said he wants to continue his public work, including creating an institute to train future Florida leaders and helping to improve national security. He also wants to spend more time with his wife, Adele, his children, and grandchildren. The decision further complicates Democrats' hopes to regain control of the Senate, where Republicans hold a 51-48 majority with one Democratic-leaning independent. The Supreme Court refused Monday to enter the battle over a monument depicting the Ten Commandments and the renegade judge who wants to put it back on display in an Alabama courthouse. The court quietly rejected appeals from suspended Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who had argued the monument properly acknowledges God as the source of the community morality so essential to a self-governing society. Moore was suspended as Chief Justice after defying a federal court order to remove the monument. He goes on trial before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary on November 12th on judicial ethics violation charges. The U.S. military canceled some daytime operations by CH-47 Chinook helicopters Monday after Iraqi insurgents downed one the day before, killing 16 soldiers and wounding 21 others. The Coalition Press Information Center said that a few flights were canceled and that security procedures were in place to protect ongoing trips. The military earlier had said only nighttime flights would continue. The decision to limit flights came a day after insurgents shot down one of two helicopters carrying dozens of soldiers on their way to Baghdad Airport and rest and relaxation leave. It was the heaviest U.S. death toll in any single action since the invasion of Iraq on March 20th. More IE American news after this.
Military veterans deserve better. They must wait endlessly for basic health care from the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you or a military veteran you know is one of the many heroes waiting for VA health care, the American Legion wants to tell your story to your elected officials in Washington, D.C. Call toll-free 1-866-539-2509 or visit www.legion.org today. The number again, 1-866-539-2509. We'll tell your story where it matters.
A Polish undertaker was caught with his hearse packed with illegal cigarettes on Friday, Polish customs officers said. According to the report, a Pole from a local funeral firm was returning from neighboring Ukraine where he said he had taken a cadaver. But customs officers searched the vehicle and found 3,200 cigarette packs hidden in secret compartments in the hearse. Gives a whole new meaning to the term coffin nails. For IE America Network News, this is Don Waller in New York.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
While Mike was putting up his own for sale sign, someone was helping his neighbors, John and Diane, with plans to sell their home. As Mike spent Saturday figuring out legal agreements and guessing his home's value, someone was preparing a counteroffer so John could help at the school fundraiser. And while Mike and his wife were reevaluating their asking price for the third time, someone was closing the sale on John and Diane's home. Work with someone who will work with you. We're realtors. Real estate is our life.
Remember the glorious promises of globalization? CEOs, politicians of both parties, and media pundits all joined in the hallelujah chorus to proclaim that corporate-driven, laissez-faire globalization was the answer for all the world's ills. If only all the nations, especially those with rich resources to exploit, would open up to foreign ownership, forego government regulation of business, accept the stringent financial medicine of the IMF and World Bank, and privatize their economies, then the omniscient power of a global marketplace would shine its radiant light everywhere, and even the poorest villager would own a Lexus. It was, of course, a bottle of global snake oil, sold by the flimflammers of the prosperous world and willingly swallowed by get-rich-quick rulers of the third world. Bolivia offers a peek at reality. 20 years ago, the elite corporate-oriented leaders of this poor South American nation rushed to the promises of the flimflammers, led by the U.S. They sold off the nation's public assets, opened their arms wide to foreign investors, and waited for prosperity to flow. 20 years later, unemployment is rampant, economic growth is in the ditch, and there's now more poverty than before the magic of globalization was waved into the country, leaving Bolivians as the poorest people in South America, with a per capita income of under $950 a year. Unsurprisingly, the people of Bolivia are now in open revolt, not merely against their U.S.-hugging millionaire president whom they have now booted from office, but especially against the exploitative policies of corporate globalization, and specifically against U.S. corporations that are in league with the elites. This is Jim Hightower saying, people worldwide are learning the hard way that globalization is just another word for economic exploitation and corporate domination, and they're refusing to swallow any more of the global owning.
I would like to see a law that says you, your organs automatically get donated unless you say no.
All right, Richie, have you got an organ donor specification?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want them taking me before I'm dead.
In Richie's case, what good would most of those organs be?
Certainly like won't that. Be going for his brain. Or they might, because it's never been used.
You might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
Doug Stephan's Good Day.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey, gang. We got another hour of fun, fun-filled hijinks here on the IE America Radio Network. And if you really ask me nice, I might even give you another Bible reading. Who knows? The phone number, or else I'll just belch because I've been drinking Diet Pepsi. That's terrible. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. Pardon me, I didn't mean to belch in your ear like that. That's very rude. 800. What is that music doing, baby? 800-825-5937. And, you know, by the way, you remember a couple weeks ago, George Bush wanted to go over the head of the filter. Yeah, I mean, this guy's given up mixed drinks for and replaced them with mixed metaphors. He was going to go over the head of the filter, so he was giving interviews to not the Washington Press Corps. Now, he wasn't happy the fact that the Washington Press Corps, who have been sucking his dictation for months, man, they suck his dictation, and then they just spit it out. And for the money they get paid, I say they should swallow it and digest it and make a real story out of it, but they don't. They just spit out what he says. But anyway, that wasn't good enough for old Georgie boy. So he said he was going to go over the head of the filter and give interviews to outsiders from outside of Washington. Well, he gave me an interview. I didn't get around to playing this before, but he gave me an interview. And in this interview, I asked him what we are going to be doing in Iraq.
The American government is committing $50 million to support the good work of sex tour operators and patrons. And all nations of goodwill should step forward and sexually abuse children abroad.
That was, I'll be playing more of that interview later. Then I asked him, you know, what is the goal? What will we accomplish in Iraq? And what, you've talked about setting up a shining democracy in Iraq, and this is going to be a beacon to the entire Middle East. What really do we want to see happen over there?
Success of a free Iraq will be watched and noted throughout the region. Millions will see that freedom, equality, and sex tourism are possible at the heart of the Middle East.
Yep. So that's part of my interview when George Bush, giving up mixed drinks for mixed metaphors, decided to go over the head of the filter. So anyway, the Federal Reserve, we're talking about the economy here tonight, gang, and anything else you want to talk about, 1-800-825-5937. I'm wondering if these phony numbers, the latest phony numbers out of Washington, 7.1% growth in the quarter. I don't even know what that means. You know, if you have a hurricane and everybody has to rebuild their house, that's good for the economy because people are out there spending money. So I don't know. I want to know how the economy looks in your neck of the woods. The Federal Reserve Bank has issued a report saying Chinese imports benefit the U.S. Yes, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says that for some U.S. companies, opening up the China market represents an opportunity for growth. Meanwhile, the growth in imports from China is challenging domestic producers to lower costs to remain competitive or to move resources toward higher value activities, thereby raising wages and living standards. Now, let's take that apart now. Challenging domestic producers to lower costs to remain competitive, that means cut wages. Now this, and to move resources toward higher value activities, thereby raising wages and living standards. Now, I don't know anybody who has had their wages raised or their living standards raised when a Walmart comes to town selling cheap Chinese garbage. Mark in Michigan, how is the economy doing where you are? Are you now flush with cash, or are you ready to flush your life away because you're depressed?
Well, significantly a high unemployment in Michigan. We have a major appliance manufacturer here in this town, and they're laying off people. I wanted to get back to the Linda Tripp story. There's even more outrage there than you can imagine.
Okay, yeah.
You remember she received better than $570,000 in a payoff for a violation of the Privacy Act?
Right, that's right.
The claim was that her confidential government files were searched by a high-ranking presidential official and that a leak was authorized.
A leak was
authorized? Critical of her. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, yeah.
Well, the problem was is that what happened was she actually had a felony conviction when she was much younger, in her 20s.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what it was about. She was drunk driving.
the leak actually was that she didn't tell the government, so it proved her a liar.
That's right. That's right. She got her
it's
government job under
up
false
and down
pretenses.
And left is right in this world now. You can lie on an application, which should be a terminatable offense, and then receive a $500,000 payoff from the government, again, because you're a political favorite of the rad right. It's just amazing, stunning to me that she got away with this.
That's right. I forgot. That's what it was all about. She was a drunk driver.
No, actually, it was a theft. She stole a bracelet worth like $3,000. And they claimed later, it was a childhood prank. Like, yeah, right, felony-level theft and a childhood prank. The fact that she lied about it on her application was released. This is considered critical of Mrs. Tripp. And I love this from her resignation letter. The leak undermined her ability to obtain a job whatsoever, destruction of her reputation. Her reputation was destroyed by being a thief.
By being a thief and by being a fink.
And a liar.
She was a snitch, a fink, a liar, and a snitch. Some young girl confides in her, and she turns around and reveals, violates the trust of poor little Monica Lewinsky.
I'm going to blast on my ear and say, I hate these people. I hate them.
The depths, and they just report this on TV. They just let
Without
it all
spinning,
go.
Yeah, I mean, it's complete spin. She was harmed. We had to pay her, make her right. It's like, they revealed she lied.
They revealed she lied, right, exactly.
I cannot imagine how she got anything other than just a swift kick in the pants out the door. She lied on a security clearance application. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they revealed the identity of secret agents, and that's no big deal.
Oh, exactly.
But then
Valerie Plame should be in line for millions and millions of dollars. Her career was ruined because of a partisan snit by some moron at the White House.
She should get $500 million. If this one gets $500,000...
And you heard about it. Of course, two CIA agents were killed a week ago Saturday in Iraq in Afghanistan, who worked in the same operations department in the CIA. I mean, there are real costs. They're outing a blame. People are dying because of that.
That's right. We won't even know all the deaths. We won't even know all the people that are killed or harmed or otherwise endangered. They're going to be relocating people to this country. They're going to have to pull people out of the field, pull people out of these other countries that have had contact with Valerie Plame, and they're going to have to relocate them in like a witness protection type program in this country just to save them.
The whole war on terror was a joke, doesn't it? They don't really care.
Yeah. It is unbelievable. These people are the depths to which they sink. It's unplumable depths. But I love that. I remember because I grew up in New Jersey, and there's all the kids used to go over. At that time, the drinking age in Jersey was 21, but in New York State it was 18. And people used to drive up to Greenwood Lake, New York, which was right across the border in New York, to go drinking. And that's where Linda Tripp went drinking and got into her trouble. She crossed state lines to commit her felony. She should be in Leavenworth.
Amazing.
Yeah, just amazing.
You keep up the good work.
Thank you for straightening me out on that, Mark. Great call. And John in Maine, thank you for calling. What's going on up there in the North Woods? He dropped. Oh, John, I'm sorry, John. I wanted to hear what was going on up in Kennebunkport and in the North Woods of Maine. So let's go to Lynn in New York State, also in the northern part of this world. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I'm in Buffalo.
Buffalo. Let's shuffle up to Buffalo.
Nothing much has happened except for one thing. We're starting to lose, our telemarketing jobs thanks to the Do Not Call list. And everything's still cheap here.
Yeah,
but anyways,
what you really called for.
It's your comment and your analysis on Wesley Clark. I also thought that there would be some way that they're going to trip up Howard Dean, so I was pouring through stuff from 1992 to 2003.
Oh, have you been hired by the negative research department of the
Republican? No, I had to do it myself because I don't want to be made a jerk out of. So I went through TV articles or TV shows, anything, any interviews by him, anything that was you could see, and I went through about 25 or 30 from the 1992 and up, and I didn't get all the way up there, maybe 30 or 40, but just briefly. And he doesn't. There's nothing I can really see except for one thing. And that they might be able to really use him, that he went to counseling for an undetermined period of time that I know of.
Oh, he went to counseling. Well, that's good. That's a plus. You know, he's human.
Well,
it makes him human.
To you it is, but that's what they tore up.
I'm thinking what they're going to do. They're going to pull out this stuff like he said. he supported Gingrich's stuff on Medicare.
He didn't. They have him read on tape saying that. He's read on tape. There's our videos of him.
Well, then they're going to have him say that he wants to cut the defense budget, and then they're going to say, well, where does he really stand? And then he wants to, what did he say?
But how will Clark do better? I don't get it. He's an anomaly now. He's going to end up.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know. I like Dean a lot. I got to admit, I like him a lot, but I just have a feeling that they're going to tear him apart, man. And he has a way of getting. Of digging himself in a hole sometimes. I'm not sure. I may be wrong on this. Maybe this is appealing to the American people, but I know that they can get under. I just have a feeling they're going to be able to get under his skin and get him to say something that he's going to regret. He did this thing with, I was never a big supporter of NAFTA. When they've got him on tape saying, I'm a strong supporter of NAFTA. And they're just, all they need is a couple of sound bites like that and then stick on the headline, well, where does he really stand? Can you really trust what he says? Can you really, now, of course, this is exactly what you can say about George Bush, but that's not the point here. Is people already have this guy Bush in, and they're going to say, should we replace him with another two-faced Confusnik? I don't know. That's just my feeling. Now Clark, I think they're doing a hatchet. They're trying to do a hatchet job on Clark right now, but I don't see where he's changed his stand on anything really, and the fact that he voted for Reagan, to me, there's nothing wrong with that. And it's a lot of nerve for the Republicans to say he's not a real Democrat because he voted for Reagan. I mean, who are they to determine who should be in the party? I mean, they should take Zell Miller and just go away. I mean, if they want to, who are they? If the Democrats don't want people who voted for Reagan, well, what you're saying then is the Democrats don't want to win any elections, because you need some of those people who voted for Reagan to win an election. You need them to come back and vote Democrat. I've met Clark, I've talked to him, and he's got a real down to earth air about him. He's got an everyman and a regular man kind of approach. So when we come back, we're going to hear John. You came back from Maine. He was lost in the woods, but he's back, and we're going to hear from him on the other side of this little break. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. Maybe I'll go up to Greenwood Lake and get a drink. Maybe I won't, though. So email me at fasttalkradio@yahoo.com. Always a pleasure to hear from you.
Rachel, and in 3 months I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night I ate a chocolate cheesecake and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
If you've got a clogged up nose, Simply Stuffy. If you've got a snuffly nose, Simply Stuffy. If the rest of you feels fine, but your nose is out of line, give your schnozzle what it needs, Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy, from the makers of Children's Tylenol. It has only the medicine your child needs to make a stuffy nose simply disappear.
If you want to smell a rose, get the stuff out of your nose. If you take a feeling spotty,
Simply Stuffy.
Simply Stuffy. Use as directed.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Welcome back. This is Tom Hartman. I'm calling for a return to the old values that made America great, the values of democracy that this country was founded on, when corporations had to answer to the people and couldn't buy off politicians, where fair play wasn't a code phrase for the rich getting more and working and middle management people getting less, where there was a social contract that people's basic needs would be taken care of, because that's what we do in a community, in a nation that was founded on justice and fairness, not on materialism and greed. Where people could work to get ahead, but at the same time, we don't leave people starving in the streets. The eternal question of this program is, are we advancing democracy or are we advancing corporatism?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal
Narwhal.
Talk. We talk That's about right. what you do to your animals Whale. And what your animals do to you. Seal. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer Wilder all your animal Jack. Questions Zebra. From A to Z. Iguana. Sunday nights Jaguar. On IE America Minx. Radio Narwhal. Network.
Ostrich. Right,
Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Firebat.
Zebra.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Yes, indeedy doody. I am here with you, your fearless leader, on the barricades with a broken bourbon bottle, leading the charge against corruption, mendacity, and all those other bad things that good, upstanding Americans like you and me support. I mean, oppose. Yeah, right. That's it. No, by the way, Hillary Clinton gave a speech the other day, and she actually called somebody un-American. It was great, because, you know, liberals are supposed to be, not that Hillary Clinton's a great liberal, but liberals are supposed to be afraid to use the word un-American. But she said, not trusting the American people, not giving them the information they need to make their decisions, is un-American. She's absolutely right. She was talking about them Bushistas. They are un-Americans. Anyway, phone number here is 800-825-5937. And John from Maine, I am waiting to hear with bated breath. I've been bating my breath here, waiting to hear from you in the North Woods. How are things up there?
Good. How you doing, Curtis?
Good. Good.
All right. We got connection, finally.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Believe me, Curtis, I can go on and on about this administration.
Oh, yeah.
Considering the fact that the operation in Iraq goes back to 1991 when Wolfowitz wanted to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
That's right.
Never mind the fact that Hussein had nothing to do with 9/11. Let's count the number of Iraqis on the flights destined to the U.S. on 9/11. There were basically none, right?
Right, basically none. Zero. Right.
And so now that we've invaded Iraq, I'm curious to hear your opinion on the following question. What would the U.S. do with a Democratic president who wants to stay in Iraq? And let me rephrase that. Why aren't we asking the question, which Democratic president will stay in Iraq?
Uh-huh. Well, I know what you're getting at is which one doesn't want to stay in Iraq, right? And you got Kucinich, basically about the only one, and maybe Al Sharpton, but, you know. He doesn't really stand much of a chance of becoming a president, wants to get out. And Kucinich is the only one who says we have to get out right now. Everybody else kind of talks around it. The question, I think, I believe the question is, how do we get out of Iraq, right? How do we get out? That's really the question. Now, do we get out just by putting everybody on the transport planes and leaving as quickly as we can, And physically, how do you do that? How is that physically possible? It took like 6-8 months to get everybody over there. It's going to take several weeks at least to get them all out of there. I don't think it's that complicated to get an Iraqi security forces in place. But the real question is, how do we get out? How do you do it? And it can be done. And I think most of the Democratic candidates, and I say most because Joe Lieberman is the one I'm suspicious about. I'd say that the rest of them do want to get out as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
And what I was saying about Clark is I just think Clark is the one that most of the Americans out there who don't follow, who aren't political junkies like us, would say, yeah, fine, I can vote for him. You know, whereas Al Sharpton, they wouldn't say, yeah, fine, I can vote for him. I trust him as a president. And that's why I think Clark is the best candidate for getting Bush out. But I think Clark stinks on economy. I don't think he's got it down on economy. I don't like John Kerry on the economy. Anybody who says, oh, free trade is good for America, I don't think they're thinking this whole thing through. You've got to come up with a better answer than that. We need a program to protect American jobs, to keep the middle class, the broad-based prosperity that we've enjoyed here in this country for a long time. Well, actually, not that long. We've only had a broad-based prosperity in this country for maybe 50 years, from the end of World War II, or maybe the middle of World War II, to 1980s. That's maybe 40 years that we really had a middle class, a strong middle class. It's been chipped away ever since then. And that's my feeling on that. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. If you have something else you wanted to add, you're welcome to stay on the line there, John. Because I didn't ask you how the economy is in your neck of the woods. I want to hear that. Give me a call, 800-825-5937. My name is Curtis Ellis. Here for your entertainment.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Wildlife experts try to decipher the mystery behind a molecule that's killing animals in parts of North America. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. A particularly unusual disease is infecting herds of deer and elk across the United States and Canada. It's called chronic wasting disease, and it's caused by a lifeless molecule, not a virus or bacteria. The molecule is an abnormal protein. It induces similar molecules in an infected animal to take the same form. The copycats will slowly break down the victim's nervous system, and ultimately, they will destroy its brain. Chronic wasting disease is commonly known as CWD, and it's a problem in 9 states and 2 provinces. It was first seen in the wild in the 1980s in Colorado and Wyoming. Relatively few animals were infected, and they lived in herds that were widely dispersed across the landscape. But last year, the disease showed up in southwestern Wisconsin, and that unnerved a lot of people. CWD had moved into a part of the country where deer are numerous and herds are concentrated. That raises the risk that the disease could start spreading more rapidly. Mike Samuel is an ecologist who works in the Wildlife Research Unit of the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He's working with state and federal authorities to study CWD, and he says the mystery begins with the abnormal protein molecule.
It's not alive. I mean, it's not cellular. It's not like a bacteria or a virus. It doesn't have any of the functions that we think of associated with life in terms of excretion and respiration and all those kind of typical things that you learn in biology.
Samuel says the way this molecule moves from animal to animal is still unclear. He says that has to be understood to determine what can be done to limit the impact of chronic wasting disease on wildlife. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of our weaker citizens suffer an addiction to talk radio that causes them to listen to that Mike Malloy person each night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We suggest you satisfy your Jones by listening to some of our morally upstanding, honest, and ethical talk show hosts like Dr. Laura, G. Gordon Liddy, Oliver North, and Rush Limbaugh. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
You hear that? Doug made his confession that he used hair color.
Yeah, I was expecting to make it the treatise of the last month. Aren't you guys sweet?
I would recommend sticking with one color, however. Each month you'd have
I
want to
see you try the afro stuff.
Yeah, right. I'm going to do that.
I decided that it is not the color of the hair, but the head that it stuck to that's important.
On the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Hey, gang. Phone number here is 800-825-5937. Got another 25 minutes or so of fun and games with y'all. And it's just so great to be here. You know, Mike Malloy is the greatest guy in the world, and he's got the greatest audience. And that's, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you now. Mike will be back in a couple days. He is recuperating. He was thrown off a building by, you might have seen that videotape out of Baghdad. They blindfolded him and threw him off a three-story building. But he, you can't kill that guy with an axe, man. And he is, recuperating with Rush Limbaugh and some of Russia's OxyContin. He's feeling fine, and he'll be back in a couple days. In the meantime, the phone number here is 800-825-5937. And who do we have on hold there? Is John, did he go back? Oh, John, great. So how, by the way, we're talking about economy. We're talking about anything you want to talk about here on the Mike Malloy Show with me, Curtis Ellis. And I was asking you, though, I wanted to ask you, John, how is the economy doing up there in Maine? Because we've heard these reports that the economy has turned around and the Democrats are going to have to find a new issue to run on because the economy is just going gangbusters. Is that what it looks like where you are?
It is, and especially in manufacturing up here in Maine. I actually am in a different line of work. I do IT stuff, but essentially it's the same thing. It's, I moved up here about 4 years ago from Pennsylvania, and this place was booming with technology jobs. And now,
Where are you up in Caribou?
I'm actually in Portland, Maine.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know, this is the place to be as far as any kind of jobs go, I would think. And since I moved here, it was great at first, and since Bush took office.
Very well put.
Basically, you know, the tech jobs and the manufacturing jobs as well have gone down the tubes. So, you know,
that's terrible. Now, they're not going to send your IT job over to India or Mauritius or someplace like that, are they?
Well, that's already happening everywhere across the U.S., not just,
that's right.
You know, it's not just Maine, so.
No, but is your job under threat? What,
Of course it is. I mean, as far as what I do, I am a software engineer. So, you know, as far as programming goes, yes, my job is totally threatened.
And what do we do about this? I mean, seriously, what can be done? I mean, I think that there should be. I always thought that, you know, the way this would work was every time they sent a job overseas, they would pay people a. Put them on a stipend. So like, let's see. I'm paying you $50,000 a year. I can hire somebody over in some dirtbag country and pay them $10,000. That gives me $40,000 difference to play around with. How about I give you $20,000 and now you don't have to do anything?
That's essentially what's happening. Is they're, you know, saying, you know, the U.S. Employees are too expensive, right? So they farm it out.
But they're not going to give you – they're going to take your job away from you and give it to somebody in India, but they're not going to give you $20,000 a year for not working.
That's not going to give me anything because they're giving the jobs to them solely.
Right,
they're taking the contract, if you will, and saying this is the project that we need done.
Right.
And they're saying we want this done, and who's going to do it? And you know who's going to do it? Somebody in India is going to do it, and this is what it's going to cost.
Yeah.
And what it's going to cost to do it in India is, you know, a far fraction of what it's going to cost in the U.S. However,
right.
you know, the turnaround is that, okay, who's getting paid? The people in India are getting paid, not the people in the U.S. So where's the money going back into the economy in the U.S.? There isn't any money
and
going
back. And there isn't any. Exactly.
Exactly. That's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I don't get paid, I can't spend money in America.
That's right.
So there
Jeez.
You go.
There you go. Well, I'm really depressed now, John. Thank you for calling. We're going to figure this out one of these days. Susan is calling from Texas. Susan,
hi.
I got a bone to pick with you. You brought us this George Bush guy. He's all your fault, isn't he?
No, I'm a truck driver. I'm here just because I have to be.
Oh, okay. Bless your heart.
I'm headed out to California now. Six years ago, I started driving trucks. There were so much freight going on out here, they couldn't keep drivers in trucks. Literally had all these job openings, no human beings to fill them. We don't have that problem anymore. There's waiting lists to get into truck seats at almost all the trucking companies. This means there's not the freight there anymore.
Oh, wow.
If there's
that has not changed in the last few months, has it? Have you seen any change in that?
No, it got worse in the last few months from what I've talked to. I haul a lot of food products, so I'm in a pretty safe part of the business.
Yeah,
but
right. People always got to eat.
Right. But people that are hauling your dry freight things, I've noticed a lot of drivers are talking about longer waits to get loads, you know, and lower paying loads out there because, once again, if what's in your truck doesn't cost that much, you're not going to pay that much to haul it.
Right, right.
So there's been a big difference there. In my own personal life, I've got a first cousin who got out of the Air Force. He was a officer.
Uh-huh.
He had spent at least 10, 12 years in. He had to go back into the service because he couldn't find any type of management position outside of the military.
Holy moly. See, that's what I'm saying. Is like I was talking about the magic Christian economy. It serves the military economy in some twisted way of thinking, and I don't think it's the military guys who think like this, but these Bushistas. It's like, well, if nobody can get a job, well, then they're going to go join the quote-unquote volunteer army. Your cousin had to volunteer for the volunteer army because he couldn't get a decent job anyplace else.
Right, he had a wife and two kids to support. He had no other option.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like quite volunteering to me. In my book, that's not a real volunteer setup, you know.
No, it's not. But my biggest bone to pick right now with Mr. Bush, why hasn't he shown up to even one of these military funerals of the men he sent to Iraq to die?
That's right. That's disgraceful. That shows the kind of phony, drunk mentality this guy has. He's like, I don't want to deal with the uncomfortable parts of life. A real leader, a real man, shows up for the uncomfortable, tough parts, as well as the glory and the photo op nice parts.
Oh, yeah. It's okay for him to have private little meetings.
Yeah.
With the families, but he will not show up in public at memorial services. He will not show up in public to a funeral. He's refusing to allow any of the coffins that are coming back from Iraq to be had pictures taken of them. Now, we had that in every other military conflict.
That's right, and he got in trouble in Australia for the same thing. When he was just over there in Asia, he stopped by Australia, and he gave a big speech, and he thanked the prime minister over there for helping out in Iraq. Then he laid a wreath on the grave of one of the Australians who died in Afghanistan, I believe, or Iraq, one country or the other. And they never told the wife. So the wife of the widow was never told, was never invited to the wreath laying, was never invited, never even told about it. It's like, how do you do this? How do you possibly do this? What kind of nonsense is this?
Well,
how disrespectful.
That's exactly what it is. And, I mean, it's a shame that the man, I mean, he's the direct cause of these young people they're deaf, and he hasn't got the gonads to go and stand up for them.
That's
and
right.
to give comfort to the families.
Now, what is it about the Democrats that, gee, all you can do is criticize George Bush? I don't understand.
Well, there's not too much to sit there and say good about. His steel tariff is a total complete disaster on both sides of the ocean. They said he's, if he, the European Union and the international, whatever it is, trade thing is.
Oh, yeah, they hate it over there. The Europeans aren't happy about it at all.
Right, and there's an international trade organization that we all are supposed to abide by. And when he instituted the steel tariffs, when he first got president, first stole the presidency, they turned around and they told him, you are in violation of international law. Now, they are getting ready to impose sanctions on our country. And he's going to have to pull the tariff, and it's going to make everybody over here pissed off.
Yeah, it truly will. Now, you are from Texas originally or not? You're just driving through here.
No. I'm just stuck driving through here. Believe me, I'm in Bush territory. It's scary.
Yeah.
except for now, as we travel, I've noticed lately that the Dallas Morning Star, one of the big newspapers around here, is not throwing their 100% weight behind him because he's doing things that are pissing off not just Democrats. From what I've been reading, he's just ticking off everybody in Congress. He just pulled that thing with the he's not only not giving the information to the commission that's studying 911 and how it occurred, now the commission that's studying how we got into this Iraq mess in the first place. He's refusing to give information to them. And that's a bipartisan. Both of those committees are bipartisan. And I do want to say, I'm originally from West Virginia, and thank God for my dear Senator Bush, or Senator Byrd.
Senator Byrd, Robert Byrd,
only one that had the gonads to say no to that man today.
That's right. He's a true hero. True hero, Robert Byrd. Now, I've been talking with people up in Wisconsin, these people who own factories. These are people who have traditionally been staunch Republicans, and they are really ticked off with George Bush. They are now aligning themselves with the unions, with the industrial unions, the AFL-CIO. These are people, they used to be at each other's throats. I was talking to one of these factory owners. She was scared to death of the union. She hated them. She feared them. She never wanted to even talk to these people. She was afraid they were going to break her kneecaps. And now they are making friends, and they are having a big rally there next week because they're both being slaughtered by this phony free trade business. All the jobs are going overseas. These are people that do, you know, they make molds and they make the things that make the things. And these factory owners, their big customers are larger corporations. It's like, okay, we got to do some heat treating for these metal parts. And we're just going to do a small run. We only need like 200 of these wire baskets. And if those big factories are over in China, they lose their clients. They lose their customer base. So you got these Main Street Republicans that are very ticked off with the Bush administration. That whole Republican coalition is coming apart. That's because the whole social fabric of the country is coming apart.
That's right. And his environmental policies. I mean, I just read today where, EPA has decided it's okay that after heavy rains, you can just water treatment plants can just flush their raw sewage out into our waterways. The water I drink is now going to be contaminated with crap every time there's a heavy rainfall.
Now, I want you to know, while you're there in Texas, if you're feeling edgy or depressed, you might want to eat a fish. You might want to go catch a fish in a lake down there in Texas, because a study down by Baylor University down in Texas has discovered Prozac in the fish. In the fish in Texas.
That's a big thing. They can't get them, whatever medication you take, and your body eliminates. Goes into your water system.
It goes right into the water, baby. So you go fishing. If you're feeling depressed down there, Susan, you just go eat a fish. Go catch a fish. Stop on the side of the road and pull a fish out of one of the lakes or streams there and eat that sucker in Texas, and you'll be flying high.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Chris. I really enjoyed speaking to you. And I love this satellite radio thing. It is absolutely awesome.
Oh, wonderful. Sirius Satellite Radio. Hey, thanks for calling. I love talking to you, Susan. Keep up the good work and keep between those lines and get your destination safely, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bless your heart. And now the phone number here is 800-825-5937. Can you believe it? Prozac found in the fish in Texas. Prozac in the fish in Texas. What a terrible, terrible thing. I was talking to some young woman who did a high school science project, and she discovered antibiotics in the water, in the tap water in West Virginia. All of the antibiotics, all the drugs that you take and excrete end up in the water system, and if unless your water is coming from a very pure deep well or something, there's a good chance it'll end up in your drinking water. So when you wonder why people are, why diseases are becoming antibiotic resistant, it's because we're surrounded by these drugs. Now, I don't know what the heck we're going to do about that, but I just thought I'd share that with you. The phone number here is 800-825-5937. I am looking to find out what is going on, what is really going on in the economy. Now, Susan in Texas, she is truly a leading economic indicator because she can tell us what is being moved on the roads, what kind of freight is being shipped around the country, and she sees that truck drivers are sitting idle, are waiting for jobs because there's just not a lot of stuff being shipped around. There's not a lot of freight being moved, and that tells me that people aren't buying things and the shelves aren't being restocked. So that's really not a good economic indicator. It used to be, back in the 70s, when I was living in Paxico, Kansas, I was living in my little shack, my tar paper shack built by an old black railroad worker, and I bought that shack for $600, paid it at a tax sale, got myself a quarter acre, and a little shack on the outskirts of Paxico, Kansas, right there on the shore of Mill Creek in the Flint Hills. Paxico, population 90. They said the local joke was population 90, that's counting the black people and the dogs. So that was a little town. And I used to sit there and I used to read the Wall Street Journal every day. I got myself a subscription to the Wall Street Journal, and I'd get it a day late, but I got it in the mail. And back then in the 1970s, the leading economic indicator was machine tool orders. You see, they could predict how the economy was doing by how many machine tools were being ordered by companies and factories. Now, machine tools are the tools that make machines. These are the machines that make machines and make tools. But now, all that manufacturing's gone, so you can't tell nothing by how many machine tools are being ordered, because nobody's ordering anymore in this country. So that's not going to tell you at all how the economy's doing. So we got to talk to truck drivers. The phone number here is 800-825-5937, because the truck drivers carry all the stuff that's now shipped in from China.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see the Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free, 1-800-205-7067, or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067, or populist.com, or the Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Oh, hon, this cold.
Here, take NyQuil. You'll sleep like
okay up there.
You'll sleep like
need
a
more tissues.
Sleep like a
cover your mouth.
Like you did before your mother moved in.
Oh. So you'll wear that red 90?
I heard that.
Give me that.
NyQuil. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stubby head, fever, best sleep you ever got with a cold medicine. Use as directed. Now try new and improved liquid caps.
Look, anything related to my physical well-being, I get a second opinion. And that includes the laxative I use. So when I asked my doctor which one he recommended, he didn't hesitate. Colace Stool Softener Capsules. Then I asked my neighborhood pharmacist. She said the same thing. Colace Capsules. Now that's two people who I believe know what they're talking about, recommending one laxative. Colace Capsules.
For more information on the number one stool softener brand recommended by doctors and pharmacists, go to ColaceCapsules.com.
If your hacking just won't stop, simply cough. If you're honking like a duck, simply cough. If the rest of you feel fine, but you're coughing all the time, and it's waking up your sister, simply cough.
Simply cough. From the makers of Children's Tylenol, it has only the medicine your child needs to make a cough simply disappear.
If your soda's all a tickle and you're really in a pickle, and you're hacking off a packing, simply cough.
Simply Cough. Use as directed.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
Did you pick up your phone book the other day and almost get a hernia because of all the lawyer ads? Do you panic when you turn on the television and there is another lawyer encouraging you to call him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find out who you can sue and what your rights are? Well, you don't need that anymore. But you know, you don't get your surgeon out of the yellow pages, and you don't need a retainer fee to listen to me. The Legal Huddle is your one-stop radio shop for everything you would ever want to know about the American legal system. I'm Ed Zelenak. I've been a prosecutor, band leader, foreign diplomat, and advisor to presidential candidates. And as your host of the Legal Huddle, I'm uniquely qualified to answer everything you ever wanted to know about the law but were afraid to ask. And you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll make one up. You can call me with your questions, your comments, your opinions, and your feelings about our judiciary. And you know something? I will never hold you in contempt of court in the Legal Huddle. So join me and a cast of thousands here in the Legal Huddle, Sunday mornings, 9 until 11, on the IE America Radio Network. This is Ed Zelenak, and I'm a lawyer. That's my 12-step program. And if you break out in a rash at the mere suggestion of talking to a lawyer, then you need to join in the Legal Huddle, where I'll be your Sunday morning quarterback as we make a 100-yard dash through the American legal system, where myths will be demystified and red tape will be shredded. Join me for mirth, merriment, and a little bit of contempt of court, Sundays, 9 to 11, on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
We're back. It's the Mike Malloy Show with special guest host Curtis Ellis.
Yeah, we just got a few minutes left here of tonight's beautiful big broadcast of 2003. The phone number is 800-825-5937. If you call right now, you might still be able to get in. You might. Mike sure did call. Mike is over there in San Diego. Are you surrounded by ashes and smoke, or what happened? What are you doing? Are you okay out there?
I'm okay out here. That's all cleared up by now. The fires are about 90% contained, and it did do some rain, and the skies are beautiful, and I live close to the coast, so I mean, everything was okay.
Oh, you're okay then. Yeah,
but everything was pretty scary when it was happening. Anyway, I want to respond to that lady that was in the Texas that was listening on Sirius. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, she was saying, okay, I am a computer programmer, okay, and I went to school and all that just so that I could have a job that I enjoy and something that will be relatively safe so I don't get laid off. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because my job is going to India. Okay, and it hasn't been directly threatened to me yet, but it has. So I thought, okay, I've got to think of what else can I do in the future because this job isn't going to be here in the future. So I thought, well, maybe I'll become a truck driver. Then I hear this lady out there saying that there's a waiting list to become a truck driver, and I'm going, oh, God, now what are we going to do? You know? And then the other day I was at a diner. Keep it on the same topic. It sounds like I'm switching gears, but I was at a diner, and when I was going to college, I used to work at these diners, and, you know, I kind of had fun. I said, you know what, a part-time job, this would be a lot of fun. I'd like to, you know, put in an application here. So I went up to the counter, asked for an application. Would you believe there are 20 people in front of me that had the same idea?
Come on. Oh, my God.
I'm serious. A diner. Okay.
Ay, ay, ay. And then they're going to hire probably some illegal immigrant because they can pay him less.
Well, I mean, that's not... I just was amazed on how I couldn't even get a job in a diner. And then in my company, we had layoffs this year, okay? And one of my good coworkers, good friend, good coworker, got laid off. He has unemployment benefits, ends in January. He doesn't know what to do. He has sent out resume after resume after resume after resume. He's gotten a lot of hits, but no bites.
Hmm.
Because of the fact that they can be picky.
Yeah, I wish them luck. I mean, I'll tell you, it is a tough economy out there, and I just don't believe these numbers when they said that it was 7.1% growth.
I don't know where they're getting them, and I don't know. And I'm waiting for this economic or this jobs report. I have a feeling that's going to be fudged somehow. I mean, I can't really say that the government's lying or whatever, but I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. They've degraded these statistics. They've cut back on the metrics. They've cut back on their tracking, so the numbers that they get aren't accurate anymore. For 25 years, they've been cutting these Economic Bureau of Statistics.
Oh, I'm sure they have. They can't be accurate.
So they can't be accurate. Well, thanks so much. It looks like we're out of time, but I really appreciate you calling, Mike. Are you listening on Sirius Satellite Radio, too?
Sirius Satellite, best thing on
the planet. All right, baby.
All right, take care.
All right. I think we're all going to have to go to Mars to find a job. You know what it is? They send in all the jobs to the prisons. The prisoners are doing all the work, so you got to get yourself arrested, and then you're going to get room and board and a job. That's the only way to work anymore. Well, it's been a great pleasure. My name's Curtis Ellis. It still remains Curtis Ellis, but I don't know who's going to be here tomorrow night. But Mike Malloy will be back later in the week, so don't worry.
Network. Copyright 2003. But we're never going to survive.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Don Waller in New York. The U.S. military canceled some daytime operations by CH-47 Chinook helicopters Monday after Iraqi insurgents downed one the day before, killing 16 soldiers and wounding 21 others. The Coalition Press Information Center said that a few flights were canceled and that security procedures were in place to protect ongoing trips. The military earlier had said only nighttime flights would continue. The decision to limit flights came a day after insurgents shot down one of two helicopters carrying dozens of soldiers on their way to Baghdad Airport and rest and relaxation leave. It was the heaviest U.S. death toll in any single action since the invasion of Iraq on March 20th. Senator Bob Graham, who ended his bid for the Democratic nomination for president last month, announced Monday that he will not seek re-election to a fourth term in the U.S. Senate. Graham said he wants